Hey, Gut Fox here. Today we got Muttman episode number 145, and I'm joined as always by the Texas boy. How are you, good sir?
I'm great, Fox. How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful. I'll be even better if we get a sweet-ass text story. Text message.
We got to start doing foxtails, because I can't be out here providing the content with stories.
I don't be doing stuff. Don't leave this room that I'm in, Fox, here when I'm streaming.
Fox, you got some crazy stuff that's happening in the room then. Like, if you don't leave that room, some crazy shenanigans must take place.
Yeah, this is my fallout shelter. Like, you guys can't see there, really, to like left or behind me, but I have like cans of like beans and stuff on the shelf. So yeah, this is everywhere. Like, there's the bucket I poop in. So it's got it all. Text, yeah. Stop distracting from the message. What do we got this week? It better be gold.
I don't be doing anything. I really wish that I lived this like crazy lifestyle, but it's the holiday season, bro. I gotta be wholesome.
Don't let your dreams be dreams. Go out and do something stupid. I don't know. Go hit on a llama or something. I don't know. Are they up for your sexual advances?
I will say this. I am going to a ugly sweater party Friday, so we'll see if I can get drunk and like have a story for you.
You still got that one girlfriend?
I don't have any girlfriends.
Oh, you still seen that girl?
I don't know. No? That's the correct answer? Which girl are we talking about?
Oh, so multiple girls you're kind of
talking to. I mean, I ain't committed, so like, I mean, I can do what I want.
Still a free agent. I get it. Your dad, you're like Bryce Harper right now.
I'm Le'Veon Bell right now, man. I'm playing the field.
I get you.
Staying safe.
Taking meetings with multiple teams, we'll say.
Yes, that's what I'm doing. I'm looking at all my available options before I make a decision that's best for me.
I got you. Just
David knows about that.
We got Bangle on the podcast.
Yeah, he knows about looking at that, right, Bangle? You know about that lifestyle.
All I know about is going to church and saying my prayers. That's it.
Good Christian boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, Bangle, last time we had you on, a lot of compliments about the Bangle. A lot of Rayweather fans here weren't very happy, though. What do you have to say to Rayweather fans?
I'm surprised they exist, to be honest.
Oh no!
No! Eric is a good pal of mine. All of that was
wait! No, don't do that. Cut that out, Fox. Edit that out of the podcast.
I'm too lazy.
If people don't get it sarcastic, they don't deserve it. So don't explain the joke to those people. Just go back at them.
Okay. You ready here? And
yes,
you've got to promise you cut all that out, right? Of course. All right. Eric is a piece of S. Yeah.
Okay. All right, we're warming up. All right, I like it. We're getting there. We're getting to the Bengals call out corner.
I'm a Christian boy.
Christians sometimes be the most evil sometimes,
I've been saved.
Really?
I'm just saying, a lot of the wars in the world are because of religion, Bengals, so you can go ahead and be evil if you want to.
Let's not start a religious war on the podcast right now, Tex.
I'll just state facts.
Let's move on to Mutt, actually. I think I'm a pivot us right here. All right, so I got the agenda. I'll roll through that, then we'll get right into it. We're going to talk about, you know, obviously Bangle, since Bangle's a great topic. We'll talk about the glitch today that I put out on YouTube, was on stream doing it. We'll talk about the gifts. We'll talk about the Christmas promo, Gauntlet and Series 4, theme teams and Texas's Panthers. We'll talk about Gun Bunch, and then a little bit about YouTube and stuff, more of like Bangle's YouTube. And then we'll wrap the podcast with some questions. All right, so... Tex, do you want to explain the glitch today, or should I?
All right, I can explain the glitch because I got a perfectly written breakdown about what transpired earlier this afternoon.
Sweet.
Until you ruined it, good Fox.
You sound like a cartoon character.
That's my stalling. when I'm not ready, I kind of like, no, yeah. I don't even know what I'll be doing sometimes. All right, so until Gut Fox ruined the glitch earlier today, so today we ended up getting these terrible gifts. You got a fullback, Jason Kelsey, out of position. And we also got this Will of Quick Sell for Snow. And they ended up putting the 87 overall Jason Kelsey inside of those 85 to 87 out of position packs. But his training quicks or his Snow Quick Sell was a lot more than the other 87. This is going for, what, 130 more Snow. So 440. So if you pulled those packs earlier, I think the odds were in your favor to pull an 87 because I think there were more 86s and 87s in packs than there were the 80. Fives. So people were pulling that pack earlier today and quick selling the 87s, or pretty much quick selling everything and then getting snow because of that. So I ended up going up 5,000 plus snow. Gut Fox went up, I think, 5,000 plus snow. Somebody went up earlier today, like 24. Like they pulled from day, like from hour one. It just kept getting the same cards over and over again and making itself a lot of snow because of it. So it was a fun glitch to participate in because we have to have one every single year. This one was on a smaller scale. So hopefully something big's on the horizon. But it was actually a really good day to go ahead and stack some snow up because we got some items to buy the next couple of days with it. So thank you, EA, for your mistake. For
Do
that
you
oversight.
Think this was a planned glitch from EA?
No. A planned glitch.
I was watching EA. A Gut Fox video, as I do, mm-hmm. on the Gut Fox YouTube channel. You're watching nice. It right now. And
whenever you check out Bengals, too. It's in the description.
Very nice. And you talked about how we need a glitch every year, and that would save the Christmas promo. Maybe that was on stream. Either way, you said it. EA's always listening, and maybe they're like, all right, we'll do a small-scale glitch, get the community back in our favor.
And turn it against Fox at the same time.
See, I would believe that if EA could actually get some stuff they do correct the first time. I don't think they can plan to mess something up because they do that shit on purpose, on accident all the time. Like, yeah. with the flashbacks and every other token set. They try to make it better, but make it worse. So I don't think they planned this at all.
I don't think this was... Here's the thing. I don't think this was, like, a glitch so much as, like, an unintended... can you kind of call that a glitch? An unintended consequence of putting the 87 into packs. Like, that's not a glitch. The 87 is supposed to be in packs. The thing is, the economics just worked out in our favor this time because of the snow, the 440 snow coming from the 87 overall. So, I don't know. This isn't a glitch. It just weighed on the scale slightly towards us this time. Like, I don't like the, like, if we flash back to 13, Texas's favorite Mutt, or one of them, where every pack would return value for coins, like, this, they didn't call them glitches back then. Like, this was not, like, a glitch like you consider some other type of glitches in the game that like, you know, magically put a million coins in your account or something like that. Like, this is a pack that returned value to us. Do I consider that a glitch? I guess on EA's part, because on their part, they need to consider it, like, they always need to make their coin. The packs can never give value, which is unfortunate, because now as a community, we see it that same way, and we kind of agree. Maybe glitch is just a term we use to like, kind of say how good it is. Maybe the term's kind of moved, but what do you think, Bengal? Do you think, like, is this a legitimate glitch, or is it just kind of, like, an unintended side consequence, or is it any difference at all?
I'm kind of on the same page with you. I mean, think about the people and their phrasing nowadays. If a route is really good or a play is awesome, it's glitchy or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like a glitch used to be a game exploit, something that was unintended. Mm-hmm. And maybe this was unintended, but now it seems like everyone says it's a glitch if it's really good. I feel like, you know, our linguistics in a way have changed. And, you know, the phraseology, if you will.
True. Yeah, so, very true.
I don't know. And Mutt 13 was my favorite Mutt, too. That's how I actually found out about my good friend, Texas. I was a fan first. Under 1,000 subscribers, I was subscribed.
And now we're both fans of each other.
Ooh. Wow.
I'm so much of a fan, I picked you up in Los Angeles.
that's bar? True.
Is this why you're looking for teams, Texas?
He actually did pick me up like a rag doll.
Yeah, he doesn't need anything. Bengals, like, he's just so genuine. That's like, he's just such a good person to be around. So, like, because he's never been in some of these situations, and it's just kind of fun to, like, make him a little bit uncomfortable, but he doesn't, like, overreact to it. Just like when we went to the bar, and
that was the weirdest thing ever. I couldn't understand what was happening. Was I getting hit on there? Because it was weird.
Maybe
it was weird. Either way.
Yeah, this dude was, like, super, like, I like friendly drunks, but he was, like, overly friendly, like hugging random people friendly.
Yeah, he went in on me, and I was not having it, clearly.
Yeah, I think he left right after that, too. I think I didn't see you or not the expert after that. I think I just dipped.
Yeah, we were all getting tired, to be fair. We had to get up so early for that.
Yeah.
And also, that fucking asshole ruined my night. No.
Yeah. Also, Bingo drinking sake was fun as well. That was fun. I'm going way too much
that
of
that. Was weird.
Bro. So, Fox, I don't know if you know this. Like, I thought sake shots were just going to be just, like, one per person. I tried to buy an entire for the table. So it was, like, 12 of us at the table. So I tried to get 12 rounds of it. And apparently, it's like 12 individual ones. So I almost fucking spent like way too much money on everybody having like a fucking bottle of shots. Essentially. So, it would have been ridiculous because that sake was hot and it was causing me to sweat.
It was really hot, like uncomfortable going down. The taste wasn't bad, but it was like, you know when you eat something really like soup and it's way too hot and you feel it in your chest?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. It was
so burning. Like heated, so did you need to like let it sit for a little bit? Was like was or is it just like that like the, how it felt? I've never had sake. Like was it actually like heated to like a almost boiling point? Is that what you mean?
Oh, yeah,
it was hot. Yeah, it was hot. Like I guess they got cold sake too, but I didn't want no cold sake because I thought you know, I drink it hot. I watch a lot of like kung fu movies and they all drink hot sake.
So you're, you're an expert.
Yeah, I'm an expert in like in that type of liquor, the rice liquor. But apparently, I don't like it that much. So next time we go and get some cold sake, see how that tastes because that hot one was not. Like, that shit was just, like, drinking, like, hot tea for no reason. Just, like, just taking shots of that shit.
Yeah. But the alcohol is the reason you drink it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Anyways, back off the good times in L.A. Are you guys going back? One more question. Are you guys going back there again this year?
I'm probably going to go to Vegas instead of Los Angeles for EA Play. It all depends, though.
Wait, why would you go to EA Play in Vegas when it's in Los Angeles? Why would you be in Vegas?
Well, because, like... It'd be more of my friends want to go to Vegas than they want to go to Los Angeles. And plus, it's cheaper to party in Vegas than it is to party in Los Angeles, bro. I'm still upset that, like...
You understand you can write off business travel expenses on your taxes,
I get
right?
you. I get you. But, like, so let me tell you what happened, right? We're supposed to hang out with... Because Cash pulled up, right? Cash pulled up, and they were all supposed to go out. But, like, I don't think I got the invite because, like, I was cheap. I wasn't about to spend $20 on a damn drink. So they were like, we'll hit you up when we figure out what we're doing. Even when they knew what they were doing. I just wasn't getting invited because I'm not cheap. I'm just not going to spend money where I don't got to spend money on stupid shit. A bottle of liquor costs $20 across the street from the L.A. hotel that they were staying at. Or I can pay $20 for a damn little 8-ounce drink. I'm not doing that.
Have you never brought liquor in a bar before? Like, do you not know what a flask is?
See, I could have done that. But, like, I didn't have a flask. But after that, I went to the CVS.
What do you think your cheeks are for? Just shove the liquor in your cheeks and save it for later.
Because you can't bring a flask in everywhere, man. We went to this bowling alley.
I was being ridiculous.
Alley.
All right, let's get back to Mutt.
No! All right, let's go back to Mutt.
They have, like, they'll have that little metal detector thing sometimes. So you need
a flask made of a different
plastic.
Yeah.
Plastic, like one of those, like, little bottles. But it's just as long as just you just drink outside.
When we were in San Jose, I got... like patted down. I'm like, is this necessary?
You were just really cute.
Yeah, I guess so. It's got to stop happening.
Yeah. So anyways, people blame me for ruining the glitch, as Texas says. And here's the thing, like how long did it take before Kelvin, nobody made a glitch video on Megatron last year when he came out of patch glitch, and that was patched within like 20, 30 minutes, right?
They were so mad at me because I was streaming during it and they're like, make a video. I'm like, you're watching. Like, make a video. What do you
mean?
They're
looking out for the channel, man. They're trying to
make that money.
I was on, actually, last year, and I took full advantage. And I was like, wow, my luck's amazing. And then I realized, oh, Healy's in here, too. We were in a call. Wheels was also in the call, and we were just all pulling Calvin out of every pack. We're like, maybe something's not right here.
How quick did that get patched last year?
It was real quick.
At least in, like, half an hour?
Yeah, at least something like that, 20 or 30 minutes.
So this one got patched after, like, what, being live for 8 hours or so?
You could have done this. Like, once people figured you could get those gifts out of actual packs, because they thought it was just going to be out of the gift.
Yeah.
Once they figured that out, like, oh, this is better value. That's when everything went off the rails. And so it probably wouldn't have gotten patched had you not made the video. I'm not going to lie about that, Fox. But yeah, I had to know about it because they probably have, like, sensors in their office. Why is everybody pulling this pack? Like, answer that question. Like, what's going on? Like, any pack that gets pulled more than this many times at this hour, because they know those packs are bad, then they probably have to gotta go analyze and see why is this pack being bought at this rate.
Yeah, I mean, like, all right, so Kralo's out of the office. Guru's out of the office. Like, everybody's almost all out of the office except for, like, some people manning the booth, like, at EA to make sure, like, nothing goes wrong with the servers and maybe some live content, stuff like that. But, like... who's there watching my stream or my YouTube videos? Like, the only people that do that would be Kralo. I mean, he's the communication guy. So it seems strange, right? That, like, my video would set it off when the people that go with the community aren't there.
Well, they do have a lot of QA guys and Stitches. I'm sure a lot of them are in the
community. Do you think they're watching my Twitch channel, though?
I don't know. I'm sure they have people that tell them.
Yeah, true.
I'm sure. They're always narcs.
I was just going to say, yeah, I got a lot of snitches, man. It's like, as much as you don't want to know that somebody's in a chat, like, just mad they ain't at home right now doing this, so they snitch on you. That's pretty much just people that snitch. It's somebody who can't take part of the glitch. Like, oh, I'm at work, or I'm in school, or I have this to do, so I'm going to go ahead and just message people on Twitter about it, and then maybe they'll check their messages, and then they'll go report it to somebody.
That's probably a good
hating
point.
Ass people, bro. Hating ass people who hating outside the club because they can't get in is the ones that be out here telling on people, bro. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that's probably a valid point. So I think the move is to, for the rest of this week, when they put in the new things out of packs, is to look at those sets again for if we get new out of positions and stuff like that. We'll talk about those in a little bit. Is to look to see if the economics of those packs work out in the morning, because I don't start streaming until midday. So you got plenty of hours to take advantage of it before I ruin the whole damn thing again. I've been told let's compare. The things that we've ruined this year, Texas, or overall. Okay, so I've been told.
Why do you want to do this to me?
I want
to.
All right, here. Let's go one for one. All right, Texas, you've ruined over 100 stats, correct?
First of all, that's neither confirmed nor
denied. All right, we're not going to go.
I helped take part.
You ruined it.
If it was a pie chart, I'm like 40% clicky 60. Cause I hop in this bandwagon.
All right.
Yes, I'm responsible for that partially.
I've been told I ruined squads this year because everybody quit CPU squads for the experience. So
the thing about it is though, it actually still works. I don't know if people in the podcast know about that. Because I've been trying to get the season tokens for John Madden.
Yeah.
And so Vic is my guy. He quits the game. He got to his Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And he's quitting these games.
Yeah.
So I'm grinding. He's getting XP and he's getting wins and he's getting tokens because I'm doing all the work. It still works.
Fun, huh?
Yeah, why are people saying it's broken? Why are they so mad?
No. They're saying I ruined it because they no longer can play with random people on solo squads.
Well, find a friend. It's only duos. Now you got to find one person, bro. You can't find a person. You're like, you might not want to be playing. I'm lying. That's mean. I'm sorry. I take back what I said. I retract that statement.
So anyway,
my apologies.
So that those the we're equal on ruining there.
Okay. All right.
You ruined. Oh shit. Well, I had three things.
Yeah.
Today.
You said I ruined overalls.
Oh yeah.
And budget team basically like.
Oh budget.
Player, yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Overalls not mattering. Overalls are just basically a straight stat.
Yeah. Everybody.
We no longer
same.
Have those glitchy budget cards like Za'Darius Smith.
Or Jerick McKinnon or guys that just had like ridiculous ratings that were gold. So now you got to buy elite if you want to, like, you got to buy top tier elite if you want to perform well. Just EA didn't have no balance in them.
I ruined solo battles with my solo glitches, field goal block to punt safe man. So we're 2-2 there.
Yep. I ruined apparently Madden 18 because they did less content.
Yep.
That's my fault for them fucking up in Madden 17 1,000 times a week. So I thought the suggestion of them doing less work would be lead to not as many mistakes. And I didn't know they were going to be out here still messing up.
Yeah, they're still doing mistakes. They just get less of them because there's less content every week. So you ruined Mod 18. Then I just ruined this glitch that got patched after me doing the stuff on stream and YouTube video like a few hours after that. So we're 3-3, right?
Well, you also ruined Von Miller as a power pass for the 90.
Oh, right. So, oh, shoot. I've ruined more things than you have.
Yep. Actually, probably.
Dang.
Look at that. The tables have turned, Mr. Fox.
I can no longer make
Fox when I get angry.
Yeah, I can no longer make memes about you, Tex. Bengal, what would you say you've ruined?
Too many lives to even mention.
That's the Christian way, I'm telling you. See, you brought it full circle.
Texas is very anti-Christmas right now. I guess the holiday mood is kind of setting you off.
Hey, man. Holidays is not a good day for everybody, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just because it's a holiday and everybody happy. Damn, I have a lot of these gifts. I just realized that. That's going to be a fun day tomorrow.
Yeah, I do believe you are very gifted. Bengal, how many gifts did you pull?
I think I probably have in the neighborhood of like 50.
Nice.
Something like that. I can
check.
Damn,
3 mil only got you 50?
I don't know what it... It might have been less, might have been more. I haven't been great at managing.
I'm just like crazy like 3 mil got you 50.
I don't know if it was exactly 3 mil. But I did have that at one point, and now I don't. I have 68 gifts.
Damn.
That's
hot. These gifts were so expensive this year.
So, Bengal, you're not into Mutt much this year. Why is that?
I think it's a combination of just I don't want to play the game like online against people. I don't enjoy the whole like sweaty aspect, and it's just not fun for me. So I'm not gonna spend time playing Madden just to build a team for no reason. I don't know. It's just like the gameplay is the biggest thing, and I just don't want to play. I just don't want to play it.
I think a lot of people are in the same boat. Like, I think Mutt content has been great. I think the Mutt team's doing a good job, but I agree. The gameplay is... I mean, we keep saying this. I should probably just do a video on everything I hate about the gameplay and just kind of get it out there and finalize it. I've got, you know, thoughts, but it's kind of like generic. We all just say it sucks because it'd be easy if it was like one or two things. We say, all right, you fix this and the gameplay's better. But it is so much. It's crazy. Like, we could spend an entire podcast just on things we didn't like. We did it with Bob Loblaw when he was here. We went back and forth. I think we did a game on things that they need to fix. And we went through, like, 10 rounds each or something crazy like that about different things that are wrong with the game. So, and even then, we didn't catch everything because it was just on the spot thinking it up. So, I completely feel you. And, like, do you think Madden is losing audience to other games? Or is it weird that it feels like every single sports game has the same complaint? I see people complaining on Twitter that NHL sucks now. FIFA gameplay apparently is terrible now too, from a few FIFA people I know. And then MLB The Show, we know this past year, both you and I played it, and we even talked before the podcast. We can't talk about the alpha, but last year's gameplay, we also weren't fans of because of some of the issues and some of the things they had in their game. So why is it sports games seem to be across the board people not liking them? What do you think, Bengal?
I think it's a combination now of people are far more critical because you expect this perfection. And I think every game has issues, right? And in NCAA 14, like, that's considered, oh, you look back, oh, it's so great. I play that now, and it's like gameplay is terrible. It really is. There are like animations are good to a degree, and there really aren't many in this game. And it limits what you can do a lot, and it's glitchy and cheesy. And I think other games are just more fun to play naturally. Like, a lot of people gravitate to Fortnite. It's not for me at this point, but I understand why a lot of people like it. And when a game blows up like that and the whole Battle Royale, just game mode blowing up, it takes viewership from every game. It takes players away from every game, sports or otherwise. So yeah, viewership and people overall actually player buying the game. Is dropping. Yeah. There's so many things to play.
So right you think sports games' biggest downfall is the fact that we have other games that compete better and that are actually like just better overall? Like, other games have caught up to sports games in terms of quality, and sports games maybe haven't innovated or stay on top of their game.
That's part of it, but also it's like I talked about very briefly, people being more critical than ever, and myself included. And I mean, if something happens in the game that is broken, it's going to frustrate me. And if I see a bunch of that, it's going to frustrate me so much to the point where I don't want to play it because I know it shouldn't be happening. And my expectations are set so high for absolute realism. They're absolute, you know, perfect play. And when it's not that, it's incredibly difficult to deal with. It's annoying. I don't want to, you know, be playing a football video game and then have no real football like concepts or aspects to it. Because I don't think Madden is a football video game. I think I don't even know how to describe it. Like, Madden is just first? Madden. Yeah. Which maybe it should be, but I don't know. I don't enjoy playing it against other people.
It's tough because Madden, like, there's some... All right, so we play this game, and it's tough to make a football game out of a game where, like you have a third-person omniscient view on defense as a user. So you know what's going on behind you, whereas real football players don't. So it's a lot easier to, like, send the house and then use through the entire middle of the field because Shaz can jump out of his shoes. But that's a little bit of a balance issue. But, like, there's some things, like, Madden just can't be realistic with, in my opinion. Like, if a four-man pass rush in Madden was the same as, like, a four-man pass rush in the NFL, like, with how easy it is to cover, like, the low short part of the field by calling, like, a cover two, and then maybe manning up a guy in a corner out or something, and then covering the whole middle with yourself, like, we would, I don't know, it's just hard to balance that. But the thing is, like, that's not the issue right now, right? You talked about glitches and whatnot. And like, things happening where, like, you just shared a clip of us with, like, your 99 overall middle linebacker just not reacting to a ball, like, directly over his head, not jumping. We've all had that happen. Me and Tex were like, yep, we know that animation. Like, it was an old hat to us. Like, we were veterans of, like, some sort of, I don't know, I don't want to use, like, war or anything, but, like, we were veterans of getting fucked over, right? We've been put over the barrel enough that we know, like, yep, I know how that feels right in my ass. So, it's unfortunate. Like, Tex... What do you think? What do you think about video games and why people think sports games themselves right now are all going downhill?
I think it's because it's just, well, I can't say all sports games. There's not that many good sports games to kind of represent sports. So that's, I think that's the main reason why. Plus, like, you're not really playing. I think a lot of the sports games are just mostly one-on-one. I think the most popular sports games are, like, what, 2Ks? One where you can actually, an NBA Live, for that example, because you can actually play with a lot of your friends. And I think more people, as they get older, or just in general, just don't want to be playing games by themselves. That's why people are so mad at Fallout 76 for being so bad. Because it's a multiplayer Fallout, but it's not Fallout at its core. It's just a multiplayer version of nothing, because it's not fun. It's not what Fallout was, but what you're playing with your friend. It's just playing in this open world that nobody asked for and just wandering around aimlessly for hours at a time doing nothing.
So
I think...
Oh, go ahead. Yeah, let's finish.
I was just going to say, I just think that's the reason why like a lot of these sports games are not fun, because they're not... You're not really able to play with your friends, which is what people want to do at the end of the day. That's why duo squads, and it's probably people are enjoying that a lot more now, because they can just play with their best friend and just go ahead and just have fun instead of trying to find that third person.
Yeah, I get you. Like, the thing is, like, counterpoint is, like, God of War, Red Dead Redemption, Spider-Man, all great games this year, single player only. And I think people, there's still a huge market for single player only games.
Oh, yeah, but the story has to be engaging, though. And a lot of single player games don't really have engaging stories all the damn time.
You don't think so?
Some like, do, like, but like Red Dead's like so you named a lot of outliers right there, right? So you named Red Dead, which is like literally just a single player game that has multiplayer as an option. You look at Spider-Man, just all single player, which you put a bunch of hours into, and then obviously like Last of Us, but majority of games don't do that because there's no money in that. That's why I'm glad that those games succeeded. So now hopefully in the future we get more games that are like that. But then you look at a game like Dying Light. Dying Light is a story game, but it's co-op. So you play with your homeboy or your girlfriend or your significant other and just enjoy the game while playing with two people on a story that you can affect the entire game with by like choices and stuff like that. So companies are seeing what the money's in, and they're going to hopefully gravitate towards like the obviously the easy stuff such as like microtransactions, but because it's an easier way to produce content if you can just like put something else money can buy. That's why The Division didn't succeed. It's a single player, it's a story mode based game, but not as good as Destiny.
Yeah. Like the thing is, like, the company that, you know, makes a lot of these sports games, EA that we're playing, they're killing off a lot of their single player only teams because you're right, they're not making any money. But like, hopefully EA sees the light and starts putting in more of those single player experiences that we kind of liked from them in the past, the Mirror's Edge and whatnot. But I don't know, it's kind of weird. So I don't know if we have an answer why people are hating. I think Bengal's correct when he said people are more critical these days than games of old, because like, you're right. Like, I feel like we do watch a lot of these old games in nostalgia glasses, like a lot of the glitches. Like I guess not having a conversation, but like more on Twitter, like Problem said his favorite Madden was 07. I said 05. And he said there was a, you know, you could juke out an entire defense in 05. Like, and then we didn't have patches then. I was like, oh, I didn't even know that. I was just a franchise guy back then. I didn't realize how buggy it was. So I don't know. I think 19 here, would you agree or disagree with you? 19 is the best gameplay of Madden series. I want to hear yes or no out of you, Bengal.
That's a really tough question, because, like, I imagine it would be based on progression and based on games in the past, but I don't know, based on an experience that I'm looking for in game, I remember Madden 25 being, like, exactly what I looked for. Like, that game was really fun to play. I enjoyed doing it. I liked to hop on. And back then, and I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, maybe not, but, like, I did YouTube because I really enjoyed playing like the game, and that's I'll just make videos on it. But now it's less of that. So I want to say that it probably is the best, but I don't think so. It doesn't feel like it.
Yeah. I feel the experience. You're not, I mean, there's certain concepts that just everybody runs. Everybody runs just crossers now, and it's so impossible to defend. It's like, I don't, my guys don't work correctly. They don't play correctly. They don't do what I want them to do. Cloud Flash just decided to randomly run to the line of scrimmage after 5 seconds for no goddamn reason. I feel you. What about you, Tex? Do you think 19 is the best gameplay of all time?
No. I don't like the one cut. I don't really like...
I don't like the running in general.
Yeah, it just seems weird. It seems like they're not really smooth. It doesn't seem like it doesn't seem. I don't know. I don't like it on defense. It's still kind of annoying because like with the physics that they added, I don't know why I always trip trying to tackle running back in the backfield, but they never trip. What they do, they never stumble. Why is they don't ever stumble on defense? Like why when I'm trying to blitz through the damn gap, I fall over my back like the defensive end's like foot and I fall and he gets a 70-yard gain out of it. So the physics is kind of like not as good as I would like them to be. And so I would probably lean towards like 17 or even 16 for that matter.
Really? 17? Yeah, nickel blitz and swerve?
Yeah, but that was 17. I thought it was 18. Oh, 17 was the swerve.
Swerve and nickel blitz.
Swerve.
Yeah, where are you 17. Then, Guy Fox?
What's that?
Are you still 05?
I think 16. I think I'm here for 16. I put a lot more hours playing wise in the game in Madden 16.
Yeah, 16, like, it's weird because, like, we still had A-gaps in Nanos True. Back then.
Dime flat, all that dumb shit.
Yeah.
Real quick, when it came to – when did they introduce physics? Like, when was that? Like, was that 17's first year with the – like
frostbite,
like actual physics, where like you gotta like hit the right hole. You can't just like warp and stuff. You gotta, if you run into somebody, you fail. Was that 17 or 16?
They had the ball carrier move update, I think, in 18.
Okay, so I guess whenever they introduce physics, when I'm kind of like checked out because it's not perfect and it's stupid. So it's better this year since you can actually kind of like move guys out of the way if you hit the truck stick. But
actually, I think was the double juke in 17 or was the double juke 16?
Double juke was 16.
So, yeah, 17 then was the ball carrier moves, along with the swap button. Yeah. Yeah, so that was it. Because 17, it was hard. It was hard to juke and spin people out in 17. 18, it was really easy to spin people out. In 19, it went back to being pretty easy to spin people out. But people know how to strafe better now, and it responds better. It's tough because, like, we don't play the game now like we played it back then, too. Like, the entire community's evolved. With the competitive and I mean, there was some competitive back then too, but like information didn't feel like spread as quickly as it does right now. Like everything's evolved. People want to get better, so they go and they have better resources now. Like back then, it was just like forums and ebook sites. Now YouTube has a lot of blitzes and stuff, and people blame YouTube for ruining Madden. And you could say people, there's been a meta in every single game, right? And more people know about it now because we play it, because all the rewards are slanted towards competitive. So you can say the knowledge, like, I always hate saying, like, people are too knowledgeable. That's why the game room, like, the game needs to be fixed by the developers, wouldn't you say? Or do you blame the people giving out glitches and knowledge online, Bengal?
I mean, everybody runs what I would call the YouTube offense, defense. Everyone's always going to do that. You can't blame the people for offering it. Like if you're, you know, kind of related to a real life situation or scenario, you can't blame people for selling maybe a trash product if people are interested in it. The same way in Madden, you can't blame people for putting up what works or what's a good play. But at the same time, I don't know how you fix that. Because I was asked about that when I was down at EA. They're like, okay, if there's a problem, if you don't like gameplay, if you don't like people running the same thing, how do you fix it? I go, I don't know. People are always going to do it. It feels like a really tough spot.
Like
I don't really have an answer to your question.
Like EA asked you, how do you fix people running the same stuff?
Well, that was something that, like, they asked, okay, what's wrong with the game? Not for 19. This was just in general.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you enjoy playing it? Why do you stick to offline stuff? And I'm like, well, I just don't enjoy playing people. And of course, well, why not? And then, I say, it's not fun when I'm playing somebody that has clearly put in time and research to getting good at the game and not from playing it, from finding out what's good. And I it's not fun for me. I like to pick up the game and play. And I know I'm probably in the minority of that now, which seems crazy. But I don't know how you fix that issue. Is it an issue? I don't know.
Yeah, it's definitely an issue, but like it's something that the developers need to fix, right? They need to see, they need to look at their data, see like what is getting a reasonable amount of like yards. Like if a player calls a play and like the quarterback rating on that play is 140, like you should probably look at that play as something that you should take a look at fixing. You should take a look at maybe making the defense be able to guard a crossing route with a zone. You should be able to make man coverage maybe play that if maybe it's not able to play it right now. So that's completely on the developers to see that, like, and to make it unfun. Because, like, it's not fun to just spam have the same play spammed over you. And that's the biggest issue. So, I agree. Texas, what do you think? Is it developers need to... Because, like, well, in my opinion on YouTube, every single play in the game of Madden is up on YouTube. There's, like a dozen defensive formations with only a few blitzes left because they've been removing them over the years. So, like, there's only so much looping pressure in the game. There's only so much edge blitzes. There's only so many times you can shift your line, slant your line to try and get a guy free off the edge. There's a lot up there. Like, and 32 team playbooks, there's probably 32 YouTubers putting out plays out of these playbooks. So, like, you could probably, if you just name a play, I could Google it and find a video on it. So, like, there will always be, like, and that's kind of like, so that's an excuse. Like, it's the YouTubers, in my opinion. The developers need to balance the game. Texas, what do you think?
I agree. It's annoying that they balance certain things, but they don't go all the way out in balancing it. So it's just kind of like, why do they pick and choose certain plays? Like, why do they take out Dime flat, but then they just keep bunching the game for the past three seasons?
Yeah, and they try to nerf bunch, but it's still just as powerful as ever. Here's the thing. And then EA, in their infinite wisdom, they introduced, like, you know how Fortnite introduced that sword and everybody's pissed off about it, that it was so overpowered, and then they vaulted it like a week later? EA introduced the sword into Madden with this deep route running chem and deep crossers, and they can't vault it because people have spent money because they'd have to give a refund to everybody's training points for it. So it's kind of, it's unfortunate. Like, I don't know if they didn't do enough testing. They're like, okay, we don't think this will warp the metagame that much. And it's absolutely overpowered like crazy. What do you think, Tex?
I haven't actually seen anybody run that, but if you're saying it's overpowered, you put more hours in the game than I do. So
yeah,
what's the issue with those guys? There's no counter to it since the zones play so badly on defense?
Yeah, since they don't play crossers very well. Like, Cloud Flats run away from them. So, like, it's super hard to stop. Like, basically, call a streak, call a deep crosser from, like, if it's Pat Sale, call Pat Sale, Max Protect, call a deep crosser from the right to the left on the outside guy, and then you kind of motion him out and you send him across. So you got to use one or the other, and the one you don't use is going to be open. Against man, against zone. You could potentially, I haven't tried it yet because I just kind of ladded it up and learned it from Chaos today, is to call a quarter on the ISO side, but then you could get beat with other routes. I don't know. It's tough to do the specific routes and whatnot. So I think it's overpowered, the deep route running cab.
Okay, makes sense. And I guess they don't want to admit it that is overpowered, so just kind of don't mention it, and hopefully nobody else keeps bringing it up and using it. So it seems like it's kind of like a skill gap there. So if only the people that know it's good are using it, then everybody just not, then that's not a problem for them.
Yeah.
Right now, yeah. Until people start raging because that's weird. Like, why do they there's not many good defensive chems. All the good chems are on offense this year.
For red chems?
Yeah, for red chems.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, where's the balance? Like, it's like they went the 180 there because all the good ones were on defense last year.
Yeah.
And then so this year, there's no counter to that. There's no fucking, you can't, do a certain zone to stop that specific play from happening.
Nope.
Or a guy can't just, oh, this is weird. Can't just, get a speed boost if you reckon. I don't know. It just seems, this is weird.
Yeah, I wonder if they'll introduce a red chem, shut down deep crosser chem. That'd be kind of hot.
That'd be dope.
That's how they introduced Unfakeable to stop the spins last year.
Yeah. It takes away that tree of routes that you can call from.
Oh, they're kind of hot. Just completely disables them.
Yeah, you can pick two of the hot routes to disable. So you can just save the crossing one. People would take that shit off so fast.
Yeah, that would definitely nerf it. I was thinking we actually play this crossing route. That's but yeah, I like yours better. Just completely nerf it, nuke it.
Yeah,
nerf it. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Bengals, so the developers ask you these questions. It's and you can't identify what's wrong with it.
I'm not the best guy to ask for gameplay advice at all.
So what would you change in CFM then?
A number of different things. I think there's a happy medium between Madden franchise and where a game like MLB is. MLB has everything under the sun. I don't care about... and this is me personally, I'm sure there's always going to be the minority that really enjoy, I don't know, what's a good example? Arbitration in MLB? How many non-serious MLB fans really know about arbitration? Probably not many. But then, in Madden, there needs to be a different way to structure contracts. Right now, it's very bad. You can't backload anything, and it's pretty much the same thing every time. All you need to do to glitch out the contract system is add an extra year to their deal, and then you can take down the money, which is like basically having no salary cap at all, because you'll never be in jeopardy if you just do that every single time, because you can get players for really cheap. And that like technically is backloading it, because the salary, you're going to be owing up more in like the seventh year, but at that point it doesn't matter, because you're always going to constantly be bringing in new guys through the draft that aren't getting paid as much. I think we talked a little bit earlier before the podcast that an expansion option would be really, really cool.
Yep.
And they already kind of have the pieces in place there, because you can relocate. And, you know, one thing that you might say, well, we have to allocate the funds to hire graphic designers to make new logos. It's like, no, you don't. You already have them in the game. Just take the relocation options and put them into the expansion area. And apparently it might be a legal issue where maybe the NFL doesn't want that to happen, but why would they not? What's the deal there? And the NFL is really picky about some things, but I don't understand the harm of having an option to expand as a thing. It just doesn't make any sense to me why that would be bad. It just adds more replayability to Madden franchise mode as a whole. I think adding custom draft classes was a big step, but the scouting is still really bad. There's no real draft experience. They tried to make changes this year, and it's better slightly. But it still doesn't really feel like that good. You could draft a stud player and be like, all right, just another day. It's not really it's not immersive enough for me personally.
Yeah. So like, what out of all the like sports games that you've played, you think MLB is the best, or who what's the best? What's the most immersive game that you've played for sports for like EA to look at? Whether it's like. Baseball,
I think NBA
or...
2K okay. is. 2K? I think NBA 2K is, because they have everything that I would look for right now, like that I think Madden needs, and that's Trade Finder, that's the ability to expand, custom draft classes were in there for a while, there's off-season training, which I don't know how Madden doesn't have that. That feels like such an easy thing they could add, where at the end of the year, you can send guys to different training camps or participate in training camps to get like more boosts, so you can develop a player faster. And in Madden, there just isn't that. They changed the upgrade system this year to be skill point based, but that just hasn't been all that good at all, because a lot of players just don't have the ability to progress with the, like, they have goals for the season and different things.
Yeah.
But if you draft an offensive lineman and you don't rush for the certain amount of yards, because that's how they meet their goals, it's did the offensive production exceed 2,500 rushing yards as a team or something like that, and they'll get an upgrade point for that or a skill point. But if you don't, even if they were really good, they didn't allow a sack on the entire season, they don't get upgraded. So you can draft offensive linemen with good development trait, and then they'll never get higher than like an 80 overall. If they're like a 77 overall with star development, they will not get higher than an 80 over like four seasons, which doesn't feel realistic. And regression is super overpowered. Super overpowered. At 28, players start regressing a lot. So you'll have a player, let's just use Antonio Brown as an example. He is 30 years old now, right?
Yep.
30 on the nose, I think. And Antonio Brown, as you'd say, Gut Fox, as a Steelers fan, still a top receiver in the NFL, right?
Yeah, definitely.
He's 30. And this is not like atypical at this point. This is something that happens a lot. Players hit their prime later, maybe, and they hold their prime for longer if they're near the top. But a player like Antonio Brown in franchise, say he's a 99 overall, he would go down probably to 94 in year two, and then a 90 or an 89 going into year three, and then he'll be an 85 or 84 at like 33. And that does sound like okay, but say Antonio Brown was 28 at a 99 overall.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then it would work the opposite way. So, or like, he'd be 31 years old and he'll be that 84 overall, yet he's 30 and he's a 99 right now or something like that. So when it starts at 28 and it hits as hard as it does, it's just unrealistic, especially with offensive linemen who can play forever, especially with quarterbacks. In Madden right now, in franchise at least, you need a certain prototype in order to be good. If you're taking a quarterback that's 28, even with fantastic development trait, they're never really going to get higher than their current overall. So when I'm doing these rebuilds and I take, let's say, Jimmy Garoppolo, who's like an 83, he's 26 years old, he has star development. He doesn't really get higher than an 85 or 86 overall. And it's like, that's crazy because he's still young. He still has a lot of room to improve, but Madden doesn't have like a formula for that. They have to be super young. They have to have a great development trait or else when they hit that 27, 28-year-old ceiling, you're cut off. You're done. That player is basically dead and useless. I mean, that's kind of a weird rant, but like,
yeah, I'm passionate. I get you.
It's annoying.
Need it, man.
Because there are only so many players that you can actually use.
Yeah.
Sounds like mutt.
Yeah. It's like attention to the small things. Like, I get it. Like, maybe it would be difficult to do that, but like, don't they have the manpower to be able to like foresee this and make like randomization? Like, people do these other baseball simulations, like out of the park, baseball mogul, stuff like that, and they're able to like kind of forecast and make it like randomness, and like guys will like randomly improve, and like you say with 2K, it does seem something that's kind of like not well thought through of franchise, a lot of the trade logic, like you said, so it's kind of strange. Like,
it seems
pretty logical and easy to point out, but like, why is it so hard for them? Ever since they've had this thing since what, 20 years they've had franchise, and it's just still like so many obvious things are wrong.
Well, I here am hoping for a long shot 3, and I hope they put a lot of resources towards that.
So is that what they bring you down to EA for, to tell you being game changer? Like, all right, check out this new long shot. We're fucking pumped, and you're like, yeah, give me more of that shit. Put that shit right in my veins.
I wouldn't be able to say, but yet, let's just say I hope there's a long shot 20 in 15 years.
Are you hopeful?
It's Devin White. He's in a retirement home.
Devin White?
Devin Wade. Wade.
Yeah.
Devin White is a LSU linebacker.
Yeah. some long shot fan you are.
I can't say I played more than. I don't think I actually tried it on Madden 19.
Nah, me neither.
I have not even touched it because they didn't force you to play this year like they did last year.
Rob Schneider was the Dallas GM. Did you guys hear that? That was kind of hot. Yeah.
That's a big ticket actor.
Yeah, totally. They spent developer money on Rob fucking Schneider. So
sounds about right.
Yeah. Are you hopeful?
It's not worse than a Madden commercial that he's spending money on.
Yeah, at least that commercials marketing. At least that brings people in and stuff. But are you excited about 20, Bengal?
Am I what?
Excited about Madden 20?
Yes and no. I think that they're going to be adding new features to franchise specifically. I hope.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since franchise has really seen anything new, and then. If you're an EA developer listening to this, oh, but we just brought custom draft classes back. It's like, yeah, but you brought it back. So like, that's not an entirely new feature, and that isn't, like, game-changing. Excuse the pun. But I don't know.
Fair enough.
How much are they going to change gameplay? We've seen when they brought in Frostbite, and, like, at the start, it was kind of weird. Or what was the one before Frostbite?
17.
Like, what was it called before?
Oh, the engine, was it Unreal? Oh, let me look it up.
Might have been. It doesn't really matter. Anyway, it came in at the start, and it was kind of wonky, but they were stuck with it. And, of course, they've been in production for Madden 20 for, like, what, over a year now, probably.
Ignite was 17.
Ignite, yeah. So, like, they're stuck with this real player motion, and they want this to be the new norm in Madden. So...
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't see gameplay improving that much.
I got used to real player motion. I'm not that huge against it right now. I just wish, like, with running specifically, I'm right there with you. It feels wrong. Like, so real player, what needs to happen? Like in the NFL, like imagine you spin to make people miss. All right, in the NFL, you see a spin and it's like a top 10 highlight when Julio did it earlier this year, and even he's got tier B spin in Madden.
The Hopkins spin where he spins out two guys after that catch.
You're
I don't mind. Like, spin so much in Jukes, because it is a video game. It's cool to have the stick work. I'm so on board for that.
Well,
even though it's not super realistic. Some aspects, I'm a fan of, it's a video game. Let it play like a video game. Others, not so much.
Here's what I want to say. Like, I think they need to take it off of the right thumbstick for the Juke or the B for the spin. They need to move it onto the left thumbstick, because mostly in the NFL, like, You see, ooh, like, guys, like, shifting quickly. So if you move it, make it more of, like, a skill-type thing with a left stick. Cause, like, you see a lot of guys breaking arm tackles and stuff. So, like,
yeah.
you miss arm tackles. You kind of juke them out. So, if, like, you make it responsive to the left stick. Where, because like right now, if you go back and forth on left stick, you're going to get that long ass back forth animation. And you're just basically sitting duck. Whereas like in the NFL, when you have that little kind of like shift, and then you shift enough that they're kind of like off balance, that's how you break tackles in the NFL. Obviously, there are the moments where you will see the spins, the big jukes and whatnot. And obviously, those will still be in Madden. But like, I feel like they should make maybe the left stick more effective to make people miss, as opposed to just hitting the B button. All of a sudden, you spun out two guys, or you spun out the computer and looked like an asshole. What do you think about that? Like, making a more left stick focus than right stick or B button. Bengal.
It's an interesting idea. I'm not sure. I think there's again, we talk about happy mediums, because I remember Madden 25. The truck was really strong.
Yeah, it was a glitch with the stiff arm too.
You could just go right through people.
Yeah,
which I think that's like not great, but it's also more realistic than what's currently going on. I don't know. I the left stick is interesting.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be opposed to it. I don't think it would happen. But I don't know. It's like, it's a cool idea.
Yeah.
But also, I do think there's a certain value to the right stick movement. I just feel like if there was a skill involved to it, because right now timing is a skill. It isn't really.
No.
It's just like, if you press the button, it'll work.
Yeah.
It just will. That's what happens. If they meet the threshold. But if there was some type of skill to it, I don't know. I'm not sure. Not the right guy to ask about gameplay mechanics.
You'd have to balance it so like people can't just hit A and take you down no matter what, and you don't get sucked into an animation, so you don't get those suction tackles. So you'd have to actually like line up a tackle. Maybe take the A button out and just make it into the square button where you have to actually line up your tackle to take them down, something like that. But yeah, the suction tackles.
Well, that's how it is in NCAA 14.
Do you like that or not?
Let me tell you. I talked to you about this when I was in your stream chat. I'm a little fish in a big pond there, but sometimes I do get noticed.
Big fish in a big pond, or big fish in a small pond.
No, small fish, big pond. Anyway,
stop.
I can't definitely tackle not for shit in that game. I can't.
Okay.
I'll run right past the ball carrier. It'll be second and eight, and I'll have him right in the backfield. And my middle linebacker just sprinted right by him, right by. And like there is, I've recently found out the square button is like to tackle, but sometimes it'll dive, sometimes it won't register, and if it's anything like it is in NCAA 14, I'm telling you, I cannot tackle at all.
Really?
At all.
Yeah.
It's bad. And it's not even me. I'll run right through them sometimes.
Okay. It'll bounce off. That's just a bad game then, if you're running right through people.
I know, but that's the like non-conservative. I pray to God that suction cup tackling was in NCAA 14 for my own sanity. But I think, again... Oh. Happy medium between those suction cup tackles.
I get you.
And
defense like, in that game no skill. So bad. I don't know how y'all play.
It's fun, and I like building the team. I like the college aspect. But that's another thing.
Yeah,
it's such a fun atmosphere. The crowd level, the noise, the different kind of like college aspects. Like you can't see your player when you're on the road, and the crowd's going crazy, and everything's glitching around, and like the freezing actually holds weight. When you're playing NCAA, like, it's fun. It's a fun game to play, despite all the things that make me mad. And I'm a maniac in general by trade.
Of course.
So I freak out just in general. Of course, doing it for the video, obviously. I have, I'm just chill off camera.
Oh, yeah. Very cool, calm, according to Ray Weather. You're, like, really cool. Yeah.
I'm a cool character.
Yeah, cool cat, man.
Cool. But, it's a fun game to play. I think the atmosphere is a big thing. And it really feels like you're rewarded for big plays, and you feel the moment. And in Madden, I don't get that. And I'm not really sure what the big difference is.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough in Madden because like I like what you're saying, and I'm with you. But the developers of Madden are like, this is a competitive game, so anything that slants the field one way or the other, they're not going to implement, and they're not going to spend time on because of they kind of want to push it more towards like the. The balanced style of gameplay.
Yeah, I get. I'm not trying to say change the NCAA and add some of those fun quirks to it.
Yeah.
But that's part of what makes it fun. If you had one competitive game mode, like salary cap or whatever it would have to be, and then you had regular head-to-head seasons, have some fun quirks and have no competitive element to it, Like, no, don't do rankings based on that. I'm not sure if they do right now. I think it's salary cap still. It is salary cap. Draft champions or whatever?
It's draft champions right now, but it's also in the future salary cap, and it just got over with regular teams.
Yeah, I mean, I like the quirks. I think it makes it more fun, and it's like, that's why some people really like playing the game during the most feared stuff, right? Because it's different. It's different and fun.
Yeah.
And for me, it's not, there's nothing real fun about hopping on to play Madden. I've played maybe, I want to say 15 games against players on Madden 19. And you could say it's my job to play Madden 19. Yeah. I played maybe 15 games.
Yeah.
Right?
You're five of those, employee, Bengal.
Yeah. Five of those were at EA against other.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And then the other 10 were for my my Mutt series. I think it's 10. It might be less, might be a little bit more. Were for my series I quit because I didn't want to play Ultimate Team.
That's terrible.
That's where I am. Oh, yeah.
Full-time
I got seven
job.
Episodes in.
Yeah.
I still get those comments. Hey, where's Victorious? And I go, I don't know, turn on Nickelodeon or whatever. Show on with Victoria Justice. That's what I named it. It was around Vic. I still have the team. I'm looking at my screen. I got Randy
Bring it
Moss.
Back.
89. I got Michael Vick, who I powered down to sell. I have rookie Saquon, who's a 79 overall. I have 66 Chris Herndon at fullback. 76 Gerald Everett at tight end. It's a pretty solid team. I could definitely take people online with it, right?
Oh, totally.
It is a 76 overall.
Yeah. Actually, technically, I'm winning online games by 74. So, yeah, you would be able to win games.
Well, you're a beast. I'm a mere mortal.
Fake news. You are Hercules' long-lost brother.
Yeah, if he was
half
like
God, half mortal.
Born really early, maybe.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean,
joke's
still like
over a lot of people's heads.
You're still putting out Madden content and doing wonderful with it. So whatever you're doing, right. You're doing it right with franchise and rebuilds and all that stuff. You're doing well, NCAA series. So, So you just decided to get all those gifts for the hell of it because you were excited about Christmas?
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I'm counting down the days.
Woo!
No, I don't know. I hopped on, and I'm like, damn, I have a lot of coins, and I was gonna save them maybe for what is it called? The gold ultimate tickets now.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll pull an ultimate ticket, and I'll make Nathan Peterman or whatever the meme is. And
D Virgin.
I don't know. I got tired. I just like, I'll pull them. I they're just sitting there.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people could use them, but fuck those people.
All right.
He's a man of the people.
How you really feel?
Yeah. But yeah, so like, and you are, yeah, doing phenomenal. It does feel like more people are interested in franchise. I think franchise next year, like you think you're hopeful for it. It might even be better on YouTube, but we were going to talk about YouTube stuff at the end. We kind of got it here towards the almost top middle of the podcast. But I do enjoy talking about it. I don't know if as many people enjoy it as much as I do, because I have a blast talking about YouTube and kind of the game and like what people are interested in and stuff. I recently had a video yesterday where I'm talking about changing my content. I'm going to do less reviews because it feels like reviews have kind of topped out. If not, it's past their time, because many people, like when I started doing reviews in 15, it was my second video on my channel was a review. It nobody else was really doing them. But now, like there's a lot of competition for cards. Like basically people get them the day of and then they put out videos. So by the time, like a review takes like 6 to 8 times longer than like a regular gameplay. So like by the time I get the review out, I've lost the SEO battle. So there isn't much like new people coming to the channel, and I can't really survive and make it a full-time thing. And plus I feel like they kind of limit my creativity because of how long they take.
They really do. I mean, I get the jokes in there, and I think your Twitter posts about them that are very underrated with the puns.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Appreciate that.
But, like, I don't know. I feel like, and this is not a slight, it's just my opinion, who's really looking for a review? Because at the end of the day, if it's, like, a wide receiver, the stats tell the story. Quarterback, yeah, like maybe this one misses some more throws or his release is long or whatever. But at the end of the day, if you know the thresholds, every card's going to play. Like if you had Andrew Luck, who's a 94 overall with whatever these stats or whatever it is, and then you had Patrick Mahomes and you had Drew Brees, they all have the same stats. In theory, they're going to play exactly the same, right? And just based on your individual experiences, it's going to change slightly. But I think the gameplays are more fun because it not only showcases your personality more. Like, that's why so many people tune into your stream, you big dumb idiot. Who wants these reviews?
Yeah, I feel what you're saying. You make a really valid point with the gameplay.
You got this ability as an entertainer, and you take it away with telling people what they're watching on the screen. Yeah, you caught that one. It was a good throw. It's like, you be yourself.
Yeah.
That's how you get that money.
That money, honey. So, yeah, like, I will say cards definitely do play differently based off some stats. Like, some's tilted. Like, but you're right with the thresholds mostly. Like, quarterbacks, like, I could just point to the paranoid trait on Mahomes and then say, like, okay, that's why he misses those passes when he's clearly only sort of under pressure. But, yeah, no, so hopefully it evolves well. So, yeah, I got to evolve with the platform. Got to keep moving up because that's how – either you evolve or you become the next Kodak, right? You're still stuck with that old film technology. Tex, what are your thoughts on YouTube before we move on to more mutt stuff? Like, you sticking with your content? You know what I mean? Mutt stuff, butt stuff, that kind of stuff?
I don't know, man. I like mutt, but they keep taking the things that I like to do in mutt and making it not fun.
What do you mean?
And so I don't know. I can't do team builds no more, man. Everything's so expensive.
Oh, with the limited time cards? Are there too many of them now?
I don't even know if you're going to talk about, like, I don't even know if it's that being too many. It's just, like, training is going down, obviously. But, like, if you want to have a good team, you got to spend a bunch of coins and a bunch of money to have that said team. And so, like, I want to help people improve their teams. I got to see them. I might be starting pretty soon about that. But, like, I can't just be like, yo, build these players because they'll play well for you. Because, like, right now, you can build a really good offensive line. It's going to cost you 10,000 training. Which is,
you guys like the 500K minimum for limiteds?
Hell no. I've said it from the very first podcast when Eric Rayweather came on here and said he was fine with it and Texas agreed with him. I said,
I agree.
No. And Texas, I agree. Texas switched to my side of the view, didn't you?
I switched only because they didn't increase the quick sell. They didn't increase the quick sell on higher overall cards.
What?
So it was cool. When the 91 500,000 coins, great. Why are 95s not a million?
You think
you're out of your mind.
You're insane.
They got to increase the odds of the quick sell on the higher overall card. I'm cool with TY being 500,000 coins because he's only going to cost what? How much training is that? 6,000 training?
Which I think it ruins the entire market.
Oh, totally.
Oh, it may ruin the market. I just like people having to pull those cards and getting the value of that said card.
I think what they should do if they're going to have a pretty big coin amount, because it used to be nothing. Well, in Madden 13, as you remember, like it would be like 10,000 for a 99 one star. And quick sell. I think that's decent. But if you're going to really have the limiteds or whatever have value, you can't go over 100K, in my opinion. And even then, it feels a little much.
Yeah.
Well, I like how each card has a minimum value.
Yeah.
But the training's cool. Yeah.
The training, I don't know about the training.
I don't mind it because of the training option. I just hate how it's not making any sense anymore. So, like,
I don't like training.
So, why would I use training to get this card when it's the same price as the card going on the auction block right now? So if they would increase the actual quick sell value of those cards, keep it dynamic, so that way a 91 doesn't quick sell for the same amount as a 95, I would have a big of an objection to it. That's why I'm like, I don't like it as much anymore, because it made sense back then.
I have an objection to your comment.
Well,
here's why it hasn't increased.
Overruled.
Okay. Well, do you have something else to say? I'll let you finish.
No, I'll just say overruled.
Okay.
You got a gavel.
overruled. Bengal will be the judge. So here's why they haven't increased it. Because muck cards over time go down in price. So because the 91s went 500,000 coins, and it was kind of worth that, some of them at the time, because those are the highest overall cards. Now the highest overall cards are still around that 500,000 coin mark or spot because all cards around them have moved up. So the market's shifted. It's just like every other mutt year. As we go along in the year, the cost of these cards go down. So the fact that they haven't changed makes a lot of sense, in my opinion, because that's just the way the market works.
I am pro let the player base determine the value of everything.
And yes, I'm pro Bengal.
See, I agree, but players can't be trusted. And I understand you can't be trusted.
But to a degree, they're always going to be scumbags. But, like, if you are the average player, and a lot of guys nowadays on Mutt, especially on Twitter, these are the real grinders that really care for the mode. But what if you have some new players coming into it? They're not going to grind out every solo. They're not going to come on and play 5 hours a day or whatever it might take. How often are they going to be able to not only afford to buy a million coin player, but that's one player.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to set the value for one card at a million minimum tax, Who affords that? Only the top end of players, and that's not.
Which is good. Which is good because yes, because people who are who pull packs don't get rewarded as it is. I have such an objection to guys that spend money. I watched Gutfox pull his bundle today. It was decent, but then I watched him pull that shitty snowy bundle the other day, and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, you spend money on this game, and you're getting nothing for it. So I like when money spenders have something that they can hold on to value-wise because they've been getting the short end of the stick. Oh, there might be, but this is what we got right now. This is what we have right now, so I have no problem with it. But I just hate the fact that it seems like they kind of like screwing over the guys that kind of pay their paychecks.
Yeah, Tex, Bengals got it right. There's another way of doing it. The better way of doing it is not the one-off pull that only one out of 1,000 people get. The way of doing it is to make the pack trash value, to put in sets for gold player masters, to put in team diamond sets or upgrade those, so that way those gold cards actually have value, so that way everybody that's pulling pack actually has value at the low end of what they're pulling, so that way the trash they can use in sets, either make it into tokens, which now have very limited value, or master sets like we've talked about in the past.
Yeah, they can easily do that, but they're not. But that's a small thing they can do, something extra. But so it sucks because, like, if they did that plus have those, it'd be kind of cool. But they don't even do that this year, so it's kind of sucks. You only have one way for y'all who spend money to, like, get a crazy profit. It's just pulling one of those limited time items. But it's just kind of annoying that they didn't think to do that this. They did early on with the diamond cards, obviously the diamond sets. But as of lately, they've just been kind of just pushing out new content. That's it. And even the new content we're getting is still kind of lackluster for y'all who are spending money on it.
Yeah, I agree. So, like, we know, I don't think, like, I don't think they should do that, but let's move on. Like, I think, Road to the Playoffs type promo where for theme teams, every single team gets all their cards upgraded to, like, a gold, like, all their silver, so that way they can get scheme chems on them to help out, like, say, your Panthers theme team.
I enjoyed the old Road to the Playoffs.
Yeah.
I'm kind of in, like, that.
Yeah.
Content's just changed over Bengals. The years. Yeah. I feel like it's bad. It for me. Not bad in general, but. Bad for me, for my taste, but Texas.
Like, why did you... I want to hear Bengal. Why did you like Road to the Playoffs so much?
I think it was... I like the content overloading. It gives you more variety. I always like the new cards coming into the game because it... And I know the top-end players will be like, no, it doesn't. I only want to use the best of the best. Well, not everybody's like that.
Yeah.
And at the same time, like, if there are sets... I don't like this whole snow thing. I'm going to be honest. It's weird to me.
Cocaine.
I hate it.
You know who loves it, though, is that new Lawrence Taylor that came out. Regardless, we need a Michael Irvin.
Yeah,
well.
Irvin,
Michael
definitely.
Irvin.
Yeah.
Go skiing.
But I think when the cards make the value of the set, and they kind of are good about that nowadays, and for a while they had, like, the souvenirs, and I know Texas and I would talk a lot, like, we want every card to have value. And, like, that's when the positional collections were so much fun, is when you would dig in your binder, and you'd find, you know... 70 overall, whomever, and they'd be going for 1,000,000 coins because they were rare.
Yeah.
I like that personally. Yeah. I don't know. I feel like when the cards have value, it makes the mode fun. When other things are high valued, it makes it stupid. And I know they've gone away from that more so, but then it feels like they brought it back with the snow. I don't want to buy cards so I can quick sell them for another currency you randomly brought in the game just to use it to get other stuff. I don't know. And I feel like the Blitz was weird with the tokens. I don't know how you guys feel. You guys play Mutt, obviously, a lot more than I do, but that's just from the outside looking in at this point.
I don't mind the Blitz at all because it gives us double value for our packs. It gives us not only the players we can get out of the packs and the first
but
tokens.
But why not have the players just do that? Why do I have to, like, do the set for tokens to get this other guy?
Engagement!
Yeah, well, here's the thing. Like, you get the pulls.
It feels like a lot of extra work.
You get the pulls out of the pack. Then you get to use those Blitz tokens for basically more cards, and then you use the rewards from those Blitz token cards for the Deion Sanders. So it's like, it's kind of like a try thing. Like, the Blitz, what was great about the Blitz, talk about pack trash, whereas, like, there's just stuff in packs besides for, like, the cards you pulled out of packs that you could use that had value, that brought a lot of value to those packs, which made them the best value packs of the whole year. So, like, it's kind of the whole concept of put stuff in packs that, like, maybe everybody gets, that trash, that silver, that gold, those Blitz tokens. And then you can basically add extra value into it so that the money spenders are rewarded. Kind of along that line. Texas, you're going to say something?
About the Blitz? No, I was just saying engagement. So the reason why they're doing all this is because it just kind of, they can show the numbers. Look, we have people on the game at 4:00 in the morning.
For the solos. That's, those are for the solos and the sets.
Well, I would just say solos and like just because some of the sets also went live at that time.
But the sets were 12-hour sets, so it's like so, there's some 4-hour ones eight there. 8-hour sets, sorry.
Were there 4-hour ones there too? With 8 hours, four? I don't know what there was. I mean, 2 years ago it was 4 hours. I think they did one.
Well,
so.
But they weren't. They didn't some of the sets stop at like 2 or something and then restart at 8?
Probably. I don't remember.
I guess I don't remember.
I was like a month ago. I don't have any idea. I was drunk when I was playing those solos at that night. But
I'm with Bangle. I stand with Bangle mm-hmm. about the snow, though.
I mean, if you think about it, what Bangle said, the stuff that's fun, today was fun because of the snow glitch. And that was just kind of something that was like just fun just because you're pulling cards that had value out of those packs to get more cards to get you value.
Yeah.
And they don't want to do like this whole month this year is like, it's not fun.
Oh, whoa.
That's why everybody's doing theme teams now, because that's the funnest thing to do, because you can actually build your teams with chemistry.
That's the fakest dude that I've ever heard in my life.
What? Mutt's not fun.
Yeah.
I hate you right now.
Mutt's not fun.
Who? You hate me?
How could you? No. Texas for saying such a,
yeah.
a dumb what? Thing.
What? About Mutt not being fun?
You're just a hater.
Hater?
I'm a hater, man. I mean, I'm going to go do myself with some quick sale packs. Oh, I can't. Oh, you're right. I can't go pull some quick sale packs. I got those shits haven't reset since damn launch. All right, I'm gonna go pull some flashback. Oh, I can't. I'm gonna lose coins doing that. Okay. Let's see. You know what? I'm gonna go pull some packs. Oh, you know what? I ain't gonna pull shit. So why am I gonna waste my time doing that? Like,
you drive a very like realistic scenario there, Texas, and I don't have a rebuttal to you. So I'm just gonna sit in my corner.
Like I like building teams and I like playing like solos and playing online occasionally, but just like compared to years past, it might just be me. Like, y'all let us know down in the comment section. Listen to this, but like, are y'all having fun playing Mutt this year? I'm having as fun aspects to it, but like I can't do the stuff that I was doing 2 years ago. Like me and Bingo had the most fun. I think Madden 17 with
yeah,
the Kim
yeah, 16,
Kim
17.
Clash build. I was sick as shit. And I'm over here about to die of coughing because of the fun. It was just the amount of fun that we were having.
It was really cool because chemistry was like really fun then. And they've changed it a lot since then.
I think chemistry's
and they
kind of
ruined
year,
that series that I was doing.
Oh,
well, it's for anyway, for my purposes, okay. It's not fun.
Oh, gotcha.
All right. And I would have guys like Texas on, and we'd build these teams. I invited you to do it, but you're like, I don't want to use my face cam, like pussy.
I had
that was the gist of it, though.
It was why we didn't do it. Yeah,
and like it was a really really fun series because that was something that gives you a lot of variation because you could only use certain players and a player like I don't know. Whoever, somebody shitty, I don't know. They would have so much value to you because they'd be that one player that fits and ties your whole team together with the chemistry. And I know a lot of people don't know what I'm talking about right now.
Because mm-hmm. they're spoiled by this put your Kim whatever card you have.
Yeah. Basically, what we would do is we'd start, you know, each have the video around one big player. It'd be the marquee player. And we'd build a team around them. Each person would have a link, if you will. You had to max out that certain chemistry or get it to a certain tier. And if you didn't, or if your player was guessed, they'd be taken out of your team. So it was like a fun guessing game. It's Squad Builder Showdown on FIFA, if you're familiar with it, on Madden. And it added a bunch of fun elements to the game. Sometimes you'd have a bronze player come in and he'd ball out. And he'd be like, oh, he's the best card in the game or whatever. He's like a 50 overall bronze. Clearly he's not. But I mean, it was a fun aspect. I feel like I'm rambling to
no,
only
no,
Texas
it makes sense.
Like on board.
Yeah. No, I know what you're saying.
Like, hell
I'm
yeah,
familiar
I know exactly,
with it because I watched it. But like,
yeah.
I get, for your guys' purposes, that's better. But I definitely prefer this system of chemistry over the one where you're restricted to certain cards. Like, see, I think here's what I think. You
but
should
you
be
restricted back then. It was only if you wanted to be.
Yeah, like for your squad builders, like you still mix your chems and stuff and like whatnot. But like, I think this system's better for scheme chems. To make your scheme how you want it on each player. But yeah. I think they can do more like that if they add like college chems. Like you have the team chems right now. If you maybe have college chems, like they currently have the colleges on players' cards. It's not that hard to say, all right, you can put together an Alabama theme team to get +2 speed to all Alabama players.
But I don't know how the licensing works with that. Because it's a difference between listing where they went to school versus maybe including their logo or giving a certain bonus.
Okay, well, maybe not. Yeah, you're right about that. Maybe we could do, like, places of birth, or I don't know. Like, this part's unknown. Could I be on that or something? But, Like, they could do something like that. Like, there's other things you can do to tie these players together besides for just, like, NFL teams, right? Like, could you say? I mean, I guess that's a question for the lawyers. So, true.
I like the stuff with, like, and there is a group of people that would hate it, a ton of people. But on FIFA, like, you have to use certain players to get chemistry because otherwise they don't play as well. So if you use Cristiano Ronaldo or whatever, and if we'll translate it to football because that's where the audience is. If you use Michael Vick, he has, you know, a certain number of chemistry points. He needs a link to a Falcons running back or a Falcons fullback or whatever to get his correct chemistry. And again, I don't think that'd be good in Madden necessarily, but it spices things up for sure.
Yeah, because like that game was cool. It's
only it was good, like, for our, like,
it was, well, it was good for that, but it was also good because it kind of forced you to use players that you weren't normally going to use, whereas this year you can do whoever the fuck you want to, which doesn't really, like, add to the excitement of, like, building your team, because you're building just the best team possible, whereas back then you were kind of stuck using that 89 overall elite, which you didn't want to use, but after you got them all kimmed up, you're like, okay, this is actually a card that I can actually get out here in the field and actually ball out with. Plus, it was good for the lower-end teams, because that's before overalls were, like, what they were, and you could actually, I don't know, have some players that had some really good lopsided stats, so he may not have good power mover from Nesbitt, but a really good block shed, and he fits a certain play style, whereas this year pretty much everybody's clones of one another. That clone Mac, even though he's nice, he's basically a clone of, like, Clowney, who's basically a clone of LT.
Yeah,
it's just like none of these players, like, they're not, there's nothing about these players that kind of separate them. So if you build the best team, you have the best players, but you'll be going against a lot of those teams, especially if you're not mad first, like Gutfox is. You're playing exactly the same teams you're playing, which doesn't add to the fun. And the game could be fun if they add events like MLB The Show.
That's
they don't
want to
fucking do that. Why am I yelling?
Like, they could easily...
They do want to do that. They just... It's not...
Don't have the technology.
I don't know what it is. I don't think... I think resources were a big deal of that. Maybe a Madden
Stop
clone, who knows.
Stop putting resource in the long shot, then!
I want long shot 80, all right?
It keeps getting higher. The more you mention long shot, the more long shots we're going to get.
Jesus, man. I don't want to hear excuse the resources. It's like, stop fucking putting out NBA Live.
What are you going to call Madden 25, by the way? Or like it's the 2024
year? It's going to be Madden. It's going to be just like Xbox One. It's like, wait, Xbox One is the same as the first Xbox? Like, it doesn't fucking matter. They'll call it Madden 25. Yeah,
they'll call it Madden 25 or Madden Remastered or some shit like that.
Madden 2025, maybe?
True.
Welcome to the future.
Yeah, we'll have 2020 vision. Oh, no, that didn't work. So, like...
Madden, Derek Johnson's jersey.
No, I don't know. They could easily do those theme teams 56. And stuff that you want, like with
David Johnson
events.
Oh, I thought you said Derek.
I did say Derek. I was thinking of Stephen A. Smith on the mind right there.
David Johnson does not wear 26.
Who was 25?
Oh, 25.
Jamal Charles?
Chris Harris Jr.
Yeah,
Chris Harris Jr.
Jamal Charles.
It'll be Madden Jamal Charles. What it'll be.
Perfect.
So we know.
Sign him the hell up. Like, they have the option of doing that with, like tech said, and events and stuff. So, maybe down the road, hopefully we get something like that.
I'm tired of hearing down the road, like, it should have been a game this year. I'm like, this is stupid.
Yeah.
Did you know that Jamal Charles was in the Special Olympics, by the way?
No. For what?
I did not realize that.
He has a very bad learning disability, I guess, and he can't read, really.
Really?
Like, at all. So this dude was in the Special Olympics as a runner. I think he got a gold medal. He crushed everybody. He got Jamal Charles competing in the Special Olympics races.
No way.
No, that's I swear to God. I swear to God.
And I guarantee you he got straight A's at Texas.
Probably.
Yeah, that backfield was crazy, bro.
Who was in it?
Oh, yeah.
Charles.
It was 2008, so yeah, Jamal Charles.
Henry Melton.
Well, Henry Melton played defensive tackle.
No, he played running back for Texas.
Fullback. Fullback. Right? He played both sides of the field.
He was 10 when he was in the Special Olympics. Okay.
Whatever.
I thought he was like a grown man. I was like, what?
He was like 20.
Yeah. I thought it was like, oh, God. Yeah, like at Texas. Yeah, you're right. All right. But anyways. That would have been funny. Getting straight A's at Texas.
And then Cedric Benson, bro.
Cedric Benson
was a beast at Texas. I miss these good Texas running backs. You know the last one that we had? Jonathan Gray, and he could never even stay on the field.
Wait, is the last great Texas player Earl Thomas?
Well, he was drafted in 2010. Like, you mean in the NFL or just NFL, in general?
In the NFL, like right now. Who's like the last great player that we got? I think it might be Earl, bro. I'm looking. I'm trying to go through the rotation.
I know Kenny Vaccaro was a first round pick.
Yeah, first round pick, but he's not. Is he on the Saints anymore? I don't even know if he's still with the Saints.
No, he's on the Titans.
Okay, so no, he's not good then.
Who's a good Texas player?
For those that don't know,
me and Bingle are Texas. We're Texas Longhorn fans. I don't know why Bingle is, but I know why I am.
I have a lot of family in Texas. I spent a lot of time there.
It's where all his exes are. Bingle's got a lot of exes in Texas. Yeah. That's why he hangs his hat in New Jersey.
George Strait.
Yeah, little Georgie. All right. Hey, so we don't like all of us. None of us like snow, right? Tex, did you like snow? Besides, you talked about
No. Snow's stupid. It's expensive. It's cheaper now, but because gifts are gone. But bro, and then oh my gosh, snow. It sucks. I don't know why they did it. I'm glad the glitch came out today because I'm about to get me a free Legends ghost next couple of days, which is going to be fucking awesome.
Yep.
But I don't like it because it's just way too expensive. And one of those things, again, where if you spend money, you get nothing out of it. I saw somebody pull the bundle today, which is 12,000 points, and they got a large gift and 800 snow. I'm like, out of a fucking, all these packs? That's all you got?
Oh, Jordan Hicks, by the way. He's probably the best one right now.
Yeah, he gets injured every fucking like 8 games.
So. But he's like great though. I know there are some other good ones.
Jordan Hicks is like Sean Lee, man. Like he gets 12 tackles a game and hurts himself.
Dude, honestly, the best one is probably Michael Dixon, the punter, or just yeah, like in that time period.
Is it Tucker though? It might be Tucker. Tucker.
Well, he was drafted after, though,
right?
Yeah. I know, but like he's probably the best player from Texas in the league right now.
I think Earl Thomas is.
When he's playing, but he's hurt. Yeah.
When was Justin Tucker came into the league in 2012? So yeah, 2 years after Earl. Anyway, I know that's such a minute area if you actually care.
Okay, yeah, my bad. I thought he was a little older than him. All right, so ghosts and do we like ghosts? We're gonna get AFC ghosts, won't we, Texas?
I'm scared of ghosts.
Yeah, really spooky. It's a spooky part of the podcast. So everybody, make sure your children aren't listening right now because it's gonna get really freaky in a non-sexual way. Unlike our normal sexual podcasts. So, Tex, what's your opinion on ghosts so far?
Ghost of presence, fantastic. All of them are power up. The ghost of future, I understand that the whole promo is about players that are projected to be good, but I felt like EA just wanted to reward those that did those damn rookie premiere sets. Because Hayden Hurst doesn't even fucking play.
And Roquan Smith is definitely not more deserving than Bradley Chubb or Ward, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and Roquan's like he's gonna get a play. I don't know. That's just weird. They decided, I guess, to make him a set master. So it just seems like the players that did those sets the least got rewarded here. Because Sam Darnold has been terrible this season. He may end up being one of the best quarterbacks of all time. Because let Romo or Peyton Manning or anybody say that they see this guy being great. So I understand that the players are projected, but why? Like, why those players and why did they have, like, it just seemed weird. Like, why not a Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, Ward is going to the Pro Bowl this year. What the fuck?
Yeah. Yeah, it's so weird. So, I didn't like I like how cheap they are. So, like, if you, well, for the Nat Snow at least if you grind your solos, you can at least walk out of this problem with a 93 overall. Yeah. Ghosts of future player. The presents are the past, the present player, I keep saying. I confuse presents with present. The present players are really good. Really, except for Lavonte David. We got like 1,000 right outside linebackers. We got Lavonte David. We got Telvin last week. And then we also got Bart,
yeah.
They love that duplication position. And so I think what the Xavier Rhodes is not bad. Well, he's good for a theme too, not really good for a main roster. You look at you got the Earl Thomas, who's better than Sean Taylor that came out. You look at the Christian McCaffrey, nice halfback to have. And then who else was there? I'm missing somebody else. Julio Jones. Yeah, so we got some legit upgrades today. And then, so a lot of players ended up getting good players. I think they did a good job so far on them. I just wish that the rookies were a little bit more coveted.
Yeah, that actually made sense. So we might get like one of them gifts of the present. Might be one of them rookies like the Saquon or Ward or whatnot. So
see, everybody's thinking that, but I think it's probably just going to be a pack, though, because based on everything is going, I doubt it's going to be a different player. I feel like we're going to get an auctionable version of those, which may cause a little bit of a market crash, because I want to say everybody has those gifts, but they're not as rare as gifts that were like of that caliber were in the years past.
Well, it's because they offered a bundle with it as a topper just about, right?
A bundle, yeah, with a topper, and it seems like if you bought gifts, you like at least have one of the extra large gifts.
Well, who doesn't? This guy. I got terrible.
You don't buy gifts, though.
What's that?
You buy gifts?
I got 16 of them.
All right, so, all right, this motherfucker said I got 16 of them.
What? Is that not a lot?
No.
How many you have?
70.
Well, that's just dumb.
I know it was, but that's what you're supposed to do.
What?
I literally...
If everybody jumped off a bridge text, would you do it? Because you're supposed to do it?
I want to jump in here just a minute.
All right.
I have 68, and I think that's fine, but text you is 70 is fucking idiotic.
Is this extra two that get you? Page. Once you're over 69, you're over the edge.
I should have played those solos and got those free four ones. You know, I should have been at 60. I should have been at 66. You know what? You're right, Bingle. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I feel I wanted to spend, like, the Christmas promo is my favorite promo, like, in Madden, just because it just allows me to pull a bunch of gifts. And the gifts this year weren't as, like, what they were in the years past, unfortunately. I really missed Madden 16 and 17 gifts. But I was like, I'm pulling gifts, bro. I'm going to get coins, and I went broke twice. That's why I got all these gifts. All
right, so,
I got
a bunch of bad ones. Texas, we literally talked about this a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We said round two of gifts are going to be better than round one. Why did you invest so hard in round one?
Because snow's going to be cheap in round two. So you're welcome. I have 7,000 snow right now. So if they drop another round of gifts, I can just
because
spend more snow.
Because of a glitch. Not because you knew it was happening.
We all knew the gifts were going to be snow quick sales or items that were going to quick sell to get more snow. We all knew that, right? Like, I'm pretty sure we all knew that was the case. And so either way, I basically just wasted my snow to get more snow to go ahead and pull more gifts with eventually. So we're fine. I just got to avoid waiting to spend the snow until they turn the training, until they turn that snow into training, which is going to be like probably a shitty value of like 10 snow per one training.
I'm so angry.
Or 20 snow per one training.
I'm so angry that you're right now.
Like, we knew this was a thing. So, like, that's why I'm not mad about it. It's just like, I get videos for YouTube. I'm going to have a billion snow before the next round of gifts come out. And we'll pull it again for round two gifts.
I mean, the snow, wheel of snow you lost out on today, right? I had a couple wheel of snow ones. What's up?
Yeah, I only had three of them, so I'm good. So basically, the Kelsey broke me even. I had three Kelseys and four of those.
Christ. Yeah, I didn't have any Kelseys. I had the quick sales. So, I don't know. I got trash pack luck. I should stop opening them. Except for today, actually, I had decent pack luck. I pulled a couple 90 overall legends. So, moving on. Out of position trash. Quick. Like, so we don't know. This is recorded Tuesday night. We don't know. If we get 90 overall, out of position Deion Sanders, wide receiver, 90 overall, out of position free safety Megatron, is it terrible? Is it a bust? Like, are we going to freak out as a community?
I mean, you're the one that's saying Sean Taylor's good because he's 90 overall.
He's one of the best users in the game. Get out of here. He's fine.
I used him for 2 days until the new one came out.
Yeah. What's your point? I didn't even buy it.
Only if you decide not to go with the free safety one.
The title of the video was a good user in a bag full of needles. It was called. Didn't you get the heroin undertones and how it was dangerous?
Oh my god, that card was on people's teams for 2 days, man. EA is so petty. For 2 days, 2 days. I mean, so if they're 90 overall, if Deion's 90, if he has the same stats as his 96, basically, but he just has like, 98, 96 speed on it, we'll go 95 speed, right? 95 speed, I'm fine with that. 95 speed, 90 catching.
There's no way he's going to have that.
Well, because Tyreek Hill's 90 overall is, 92 speed, like 80-something catching? So I wouldn't mind Deion having no route running at all, but just being a go monster. Just 95 speed. Like 90 catching and just like 70 fucking like route running and everything else.
Okay.
That'd be dope. It depends on how they build this car. Deion should be really fast and be able to catch the ball, but not be like a guy that can run routes. Calvin, on the other hand, like, he's a user, so if he has like at least like 92, 93 speed, good catching, but like no block shit, no hit power, like if he's just a user guy, I'll take that as well. But like, I don't really want to see a balanced Deion Sanders or a balanced Calvin Johnson. I don't want to see that at all. I kind of want to see these guys just be ridiculous for that position, but also have deficiency. So if I want to run the ball at Calvin, he's not going to big hit me until his golden ticket comes out.
I feel you.
That's what I want. They can easily do that, but are they going to do that is the question.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd be a little high overall if they're going to be set masters. Bengal, what's your opinion on a position? Good for Madden or not? Or Mutt?
Ruins the game.
What?
Competitive player Bingle over here.
Competitive player.
You keep these players at their correct positions. It's childish, and I don't stand for it.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of people comparing Madden to Pokemon as an insult. Like, Pokemon's not one of the greatest games of all time.
Never played it.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn, bro, you missed out.
Yeah.
I was more into sports growing up. And none of that kid
shit. I thought
you
were going to say the girls. But yeah, yeah, no, you keep saying
I've never been kissed on the mouth. I've never been kissed on the mouth, obviously.
Of course. Yeah. He's 38 in the spring, never been kissed on the mouth. A couple more years, he'll be a 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, that's sound logic. Can't take that from
you. No, you and Steve Carell, big fans of Bags of Sand, right?
That's what boobs feel like, I hear.
You hear?
I mean, I felt them.
Oh, yeah, you have? Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Makes sense. So, yeah. Have you traditionally liked the out of position program or not, Bango?
I do like the out of position quarterback punters, and I want to be specific here. I do not throw with them. I do not fake. I fake the fake, and I kick it downfield. It's sound football. Field positioning wins games.
We're all in 2018. Bengals in 3018.
Correct.
Just so ahead of the meta.
I don't know. I like out of position's cool.
Yeah.
I don't think they've done anything special here this year. It seems like if anything, they've taken a step back from what I've seen and heard.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most would agree with you. Texas, do you like out of position in the game overall or not?
I like out of positions when they're done right. I don't like out of position fullbacks or linemen at fullback or tight end, though, because that's not fun, especially with the meta this year. So now I got to go against fucking George Fant, fucking limited time, Anthony Munoz.
Little Villanueva, high point Jason Kelce. Cheese. Yeah.
Jason Kelce is my running tight slots toss.
Ain't that?
That sounds miserable.
It sounds like last year.
Yeah, so I don't like certain positions just because, like, it ruins my fun because there's no counter to it. Because they can't throw the ball. And you know they're running it, but you still can't stop it consistently. And so I really don't mind, like, the free safeties out of position or, like even for example, Anthony Barr playing at strong safety. I just wish these cards had better ratings. So, like if they would have put Telvin Smith at strong safety, it would have been a little bit better. I wouldn't put it on my team, but if those that needed, like, a safety or a cornerback that has the block shit at impact block, that would have been a more of a coveted card than
I think it'd be cool
Anthony
if
Barr.
They added cards that could go both ways. Like, they had two positions on them.
Ooh,
they were eligible to play, like, defensive back and wide receiver. So, like, you had Tyreek Hill, he has his stats, and he has his actual wide receiver stats. Maybe they're slightly nerfed, but I'd say probably keep them the way they are and then give them, like, decent defensive stats. Now, I'm not anything crazy, because obviously he's a wide receiver first, and Tyreek Hill is not a great example, but, like, I don't know, free safety Julio or someone, free safety Gronk. Like, make them a tight end card that you can use at tight end to give them more value than just as a gimmick, and then give them, you know, decent defensive stats, because I think that would add value both ways. Maybe that's just me, again, on the outside looking in, but I think that could be cool.
After
that would make it more interesting for me.
After the Miami Miracle, what would you give Gronk's defensive stats?
Pursuit? His pursuit would be low.
We both went pursuit there. Like,
awareness, play rec.
I mean, he was aware. Low. He just is slow.
Why would they, like, if Ryan Tannehill's not throwing the ball 70 yards to the end zone? Like, what was the thought process?
Kenyon Drake said they were not playing the situation. They were just playing the play. Yeah, like, motherfucker came out here and thought Ryan Tannehill on a bum shoulder and a bum knee was going to throw the ball 75 yards to the end zone down the field.
You take your best safety off the field.
And
Devin McCourty is the best safety.
Yes.
Yeah, he's arguably their best defensive player.
Yeah.
And does he make that tackle? Maybe, maybe not. The play would have worked differently because he would have been in a different spot, I can tell you, as an actual safety and not a tight end.
Belichick does have a history of taking his good defensive backs off the field in clutch situations, huh?
Like, shout out to
all he's doing is setting up for a nice playoff scenario where he gets to play the Houston Texans, who we all don't trust, and then gets to play the Kansas City Chiefs, who we all don't trust. So
Malcolm Butler has been trash, by the way, this year.
It's perfect.
Fair point.
I like Bill Belichick's strategy right now.
You think he's tanking?
Weird timing, huh?
No, you think he's laying in the weeds? Like, bite the league like a snake?
Yeah, I think he's out here just trying to chill, man, trying to play like, because they ain't getting a first round bye. Well, they could have got a first round.
They still can if Texas lose and they went out.
All right, so, I don't know. I think, I still think he tanked that Titans game, bro. No way the Titans and the Lions should beat the Patriots. That made no sense to me at all.
Like, he's been texting Kevin Durant. He's a snake in the weeds, man. He's coming up, dude. Belichick's... Yeah, he's so Bengals 30-18, Belichick's 30-17. He's so far ahead of us.
Yikes.
Yeah. One behind Bengal, of course, but Obviously, everybody is. Hey, Tex, did Gauntlet and Series 4 save Christmas?
The Gauntlet and Series 4 save Christmas.
This
Gauntlet
the
and
worst
Series
movie
4.
Ever on
Lifetime Movie Network. I would say Gauntlet and Series 4 save Series 4. Or Gauntlet save Series 4, because Series 4 was kind of trash.
It was like all the other
outside
series,
of the
right?
power-ups. Yeah, just power. So, like, if they didn't do anything this time, but, like, give us another journey, it would have been terribly received. But getting the 95 overall legends that you could use power-up wise, and one Nat one especially, the 93s are, well, two of them are good. One of them I don't really care for, and that's Sean Taylor, now that Earl Thomas is out. And so.
Terrible. One's free, one's not.
Wait, one is free. I got 7,000 snow.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, like, you can't use that snow as something else. True.
Yeah. Fall back, Fox. I'm tired of you and your spicy talk right now.
I can turn that snow into the coins like that. How are you going to turn a 93 overall NAT into coins like that?
Whoa. Are you saying you flip snow for coin?
That's what
it sounds like.
Yeah. Feds. I'm not saying it at all. Nope. Okay. I don't do any of that. Feds. No. But so the gauntlet was dope. The gauntlet was dope, man. Like, it was fun time. Like, short stream. Like, think about this, man. It takes less time to play all the gauntlets and get dope rewards than it does to play the journey.
Yeah, because the journey sucks this year.
Like, that doesn't make any sense. So, like, it's the second year row of the gauntlet. It's so much better than the journey. And so if you guys are getting the game for Christmas, play, or you got to level up, obviously, but just play.
Yeah, Thanksgiving solos will be in there, too.
Yeah, just do not touch the journey at all, because it's just a waste of time. It literally is like a 40-hour grind when the gauntlet is going to be... I want to say if it's 5 hours for each solo sequence, we'll just say 6 hours, it's going to be 18 hours. So literally like almost in half, and you get so much better players for your team and more coins.
What's crazy is that 18 hours is a shit ton, and we're like, those are the best solos possible.
Yeah, but like 18 hours over fucking 40, man, for nothing basically. Because like the gauntlet gives you guaranteed good shit. The journey, you can get good stuff depending on what you pull out of those packs, but you're not going to pull shit.
True. So, and also, if you are grinding that much, you can just listen to all our past Muttman episodes, right? So we'll accompany you on that grind.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
Just on a loop. Maybe open up each tab.
Maybe next week, because it's on Christmas, I could just put that out on iTunes. Just all of the ones labeled over each other. All the previous Muttmans on top of each other.
Yeah, just like start it up. Like, that'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. That'd be a
Christmas gift to you guys.
That'd be some Andy Kaufman type stuff. Only Weed would laugh at that. That's what I mean. Not that it's as genius as he was. So, we talked about theme teams. Team of the week. We're losing it for the next 2 weeks, Tex, right? And we're getting it back 16
That's
to 17.
What they said, because they want to take a vacation. Now, I understand everybody's vacation, but the season's not over.
So, they don't deserve a vacation?
No. I mean, they deserve vacation, but should they take it? No. That's my point. You deserve time off. Not all y'all deserve at the same time. Though.
Texas, not everybody gets the month of July off like you.
I mean, they could, though.
They could, but that's like their crunch time.
They could. I mean, if you're going to take any time off, you should probably not take time off until like after the Super Bowl. I feel like that should be when you go into like take your trips. I feel like it should be like a good, August, September, October, November, December, January. So a good 6 months to just work, and then that's when vacations are eligible to be taken. Obviously, you can take time off if something comes up, but everybody's scheduling vacations at this time is kind of weird. It's kind of weird.
Bengal, do you think Texas hates people?
I do.
Yeah.
I'm antisocial.
I don't know if it's my opinion matters. I think you just like said it.
Yeah, I hate people. It just seems weird that we're going to get they're going to bundle all in one. So really it's only like a week off really, right? Week 17 is going to be week 16 and 17. So it's a week off.
Okay.
But still drop Team of the Week content next week, because I know it's Christmas and all, but
yeah, it's literally Christmas Day.
I play. They want me to be on Mutt Daily with Daily Quick Sell, but they're not going to not put the Daily Quick Sell on Mutt next week.
Well, that's scheduled. You have to
schedule some content.
Well, you have to create it based off the games that happen Sunday.
How long can it take? I feel all you're doing is making cards, and maybe I sound naive by saying that, but I literally don't understand it.
I mean, and basically the cards that are, 87 under are not usable anyway, so you can just throw that shit on. Just throw shit on the card, and people will pull packs for it.
Just a big Mr. Hanky.
Only thing that actually matters is the 92s and the 94 and the 95. So you really only got to make four cards.
Bengal was just making a valid point earlier in the podcast about how not every single piece of content's for the top end guys. So the lower end cards, people are going to want text.
Yeah, bump that. I'm pro text now.
I swayed him with my argument.
Fuck the people. Yeah, I feel you. So, like, I mean, you're right. How long does it take to create artwork for cards? They basically just take an action shot, use a little, like, snipping tool on Photoshop, and put it on.
That takes, by the way, 2 minutes to do that.
That's, I mean.
Well, let's add it up. 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then inputting all the stats, I don't know, five?
Like, all they do is add plus ones or twos based on overalls that they're giving. So that doesn't even take five. It's like formula. Just add plus one to everything.
So let's say 5 minutes a card?
Yeah.
There you go.
But then you gotta like, how do you launch a card in-game? How do you make content live?
I don't know.
Like, they should have that down and efficient, right? You were down there at EA. Tell us how long. Is there, like, a big red button that says make live content?
We, as a Game Changers, have access to one room right when you walk in the building, and that's it.
Is there like a bunch of holes in this room that EA puts their dicks through that you guys all suck because EA Game Changers are all dick suckers?
They have knee pads for you when you get there.
Okay, all right.
And you think it'd be nice. EA has a lot of money, but they're just like holes with tape over them.
Yeah. That's pretty raggedy, huh?
Yeah, you know, it's like, that's as far as I'm taking it. No.
Fair enough. Hey, I guess let's talk about we kind of talked about Gun Bunch being the meta, but I still have the hardest fucking time stopping that, and there's no reason it's ever going to slow down unless EA, the devs, do something about that deep corner route or the post routes. I just want to put that in there. We kind of already talked about it, so we won't need to, it's just on the agenda. I don't understand. I don't have anything to say about it. Hey, Bengal, why is NCAA taking off, do you think? And it's got a resurgence for, like, and all the Madden YouTubers are now doing NCAA videos, and kind of like sports are doing NCAA. Is it just like the latent interest in NCAA? What do you credit it to?
I would say that most people operate on YouTube, and I would say not me. I feel like I don't do it at all, but now it looks like I am because I'm back in uploading NCAA like I used to, even though I brought it back several times over the past couple of years. Yeah. But most people operate on YouTube, which what's doing well right now? Oh, okay, that's what I do now. That's how they play it. So it's a big cesspool of everybody copying everybody without any original idea and seeing how far they can take it. So you don't have to be creative. You don't have to be talented to succeed on YouTube, in my opinion. Anybody can get success
following
as
trends.
Long as they just you follow trends and be consistent. There's this channel that was streaming T-Series versus PewDiePie sub counts that has over 700,000 subscribers, and that's all it does.
Wow.
700. Anyone. Fortnite clickbait. It's these little idiot kids that fuel these raging morons who make these videos just lying. It's ridiculous.
It is pretty. Like I just watched a video yesterday. This woman, who every single video is just her breastfeeding her kid with a short skirt, has.
You're gonna have to give me a link to that later.
you gotta rub the hog a little bit. All it is like, oh God, I want to say it's like an insane amount of every video is over like a million views, easy, and it's just absolutely blown up. And she's got multiple channels with millions of subscribers too, and it's literally just her and her children, and like you can see up her skirt, see her underwear when the way she makes it look like, or she bends over.
Have you seen these cleaning videos?
No.
These people that do cleaning tutorials for moms.
Do they really?
And there's like these late 20-year-old girls in yoga pants or booty shorts.
Oh God.
And like it's like and like these tank top, everything is either really tight or super loose, depending on where it is. And it's a clean tutorial, and the next 10 minutes is my ass cleaning from behind. And there's clothing try-on people.
Oh, yeah?
And so it's, oh, bikini haul, and then, again, it's ass and titties. It's softcore porn on YouTube, and they have millions of views, hundreds of thousands of subscribers marketing towards these little horny 12-year-olds that are both stupid and... I did mention horny. It has to be. It's like it's these little kids that make these channels pop off.
Oh, totally. Like, they say the ASMR stuff, that's kind of weird. And, like, I mean, ASMR, I get, like, it's been popular on Twitch for a while, but I think, like, is YouTube going to do anything about that? Like, are they just going to let them live their life? Like, because Twitch...
If you were running YouTube, if you were running Google, let's say, and you made the decisions, and YouTube's just a small part of that, obviously, because Google and Alphabet...
YouTube's which huge, is their though.
Main parent yeah. company. Yeah, yeah, I get that, but again, it's a small piece of everything they do.
Okay.
And if you're profiting the way that you are off of these videos, because they take half of everything, and I'm sure, as you know, YouTube can be profitable at times based on videos, and that's on a small scale.
Yeah.
So if you're getting 5 million views on a 20-minute video of you cleaning, basically naked, and let's say, I don't even know what someone would make off of that. 5 million views, let's say they make, I don't know, it'd have to be... probably like 50 grand or something near that total. Yeah, YouTube's taking like 50K. If the user makes 50K on a 5 million big view video, how is Google going to say, oh yeah, we're just going to sacrifice that? Because 50K to Google is small, but if it's from all these different videos and all these advertisers, YouTube.
But YouTube doesn't makes want so like, much. Advertisers Their don't want to be heavy. Associated with sex. Many of them want to be like, more family friendly. Like the same thing you could say about Twitch, like where they had that big thing with the titty streamers who literally did the same mm-hmm. thing. They were showing off underwear or low cut shirts. Some of them actually did, you know, some of them would get banned for showing nipple or vag sometimes. It's gotten worse. but
whoops, I slipped out.
Yeah. So but like they ended up saying you had to be a workplace professional if you're gonna stream on Twitch to fight against it or else you get suspended. Now, mm-hmm. like, that's still, like, there's still people in the gray, whatever. But, like,
the funniest one of that was a chick doing, like, live face paint, basically. She was, like, trying to.
Oh, my yeah. God. I've seen this.
Shit was such a good workaround until it didn't work.
It was called, yeah, it's art, it's body. And it was body really art. Good. But, yeah, guess what? She was naked wearing, you know what she was wearing? Paint. That's not clothing.
No.
Paint isn't clothing.
No. So like, I think because they care more about advertisers than they care about the individuals mostly. So like, if advertisers don't want,
but if it's not egregious though, it's not getting touched.
You don't think it's on YouTube?
If it's egregious, maybe.
Yeah.
But on stuff, cleaning tutorial for moms, and it's like it's like vaguely inappropriate. But it's, hey, that's just what I'm comfortable wearing. How do you determine what's okay and what's not? Where do you draw the line?
It's true. Twitch was able to draw the line pretty well, but I think YouTube's more of like, I don't think YouTube's more open than Twitch. Do you? Or would you say that is more open to expression like that?
I think it depends on the person. Well, I feel like they're biased in some regard.
Yeah, but I would say YouTube's more opening because like a lot of stuff we fall under is educational, which I don't think they can restrict money off of.
Hmm.
So I think like breast. I don't think breasts. Like if you go to YouTube, breast cancer exams or like checking yourself for breast cancer. Oh. Like I'm pretty sure those are educational.
Yeah.
And it's just somebody feeling their breast.
Yeah, like naked yoga. I saw is a yeah. video and that's educational. Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like I don't think educational can lead to that because that's you can't demonetize that. I guess
it shocks me when I see that on YouTube. It shocks me. I'm like, where am I right now? it's like, let me open like, up incognito. And watch. I don't want this in my history.
Fucking like Twilight Zone, man. So I think that YouTube's more lenient because, like, even though, like if you cuss in videos, you can get your shit demonetized.
Yeah.
Have
I
you?
Don't get my shit demonetized. I
swear.
I think you're like on a list though, because you were cussing a store up before. I think people kind of get mad at you and they kind of report you because they.
I used to swear a lot, and it was a bad habit. And it's like the more you do it, the more you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I a lot less now. It's I would say I average like. Like one swear word a video.
See.
And I usually don't like to drop the F-bomb.
The trick anymore. Is to not cuss in the first like 3 minutes. I think that's what people are watching.
But
like,
I don't get demonetized.
Well, I don't either.
Or demonetized.
But I cuss a lot. But I think it's also because nobody understands what I'm saying sometimes. So I think that's the reason why.
Like we all had an issue like a year back. We were on the big demonetization thing. We all had issues with getting demonetized because their filter system. And then you just appeal it.
I felt like I was getting demonetized for no reason.
Yeah,
and then I would appeal it. I would lose all my initial revenue. And then it'd be fine. Yeah. And I'd be like, what's happening here? If every single video... You're gonna tag me? Because every time I would upload, Texas is right. There had to have been a blacklist or something where you get on that list for for whatever reason, and then boom, every single time. Because I would upload things. No title, no thumbnail, no tags, just a check. Yellow, off the bat. When there's nothing bad. I wouldn't say anything.
No,
that could even be considered inappropriate.
I definitely had the same thing.
I think the system was just flawed.
Yeah, a lot of other people had the same issue. I had a similar issue where a lot of things got initially flagged right away. But after the appeal, the only ones that have ever been demonetized, like for full, like after a while, was my hottest women of the NFL theme teams back in the day that ended up getting copied a lot. I saw. I saw RBT did something after it, and he absolutely blew up. I'm always jealous when other people blow up of that shit. But good for him, you know, getting all the subs. He did it a draft. Mine was a theme team. So that was the difference. But regardless, those are the only ones that have ever been demonetized for me long term, where I didn't even appeal those. Do you have any that, like, for long term that stayed demonetized, Bengal? That you didn't.
I am. That you tried to? Checking. I'm checking okay. for limited what, or no what about ads you? Here. What I have you? No.
Oh, what's it going?
No videos found. No videos. So nothing on my entire channel.
The only ones of mine that get demonetized are like when I get reported because I'm bullying somebody. Just like
when you're bullying. What you're bullying?
Somebody.
People?
Some dude called me the N-word. Oh. I was like, I made a video. He called me the N-word, and the guy reported it, and they like removed the video. I'm like, no, they just demonetized it. And so yeah, it's really weird. But I don't really get demonetization of my videos because I don't upload crazy shit like y'all do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously me and Bengal don't upload crazy shit because we're not getting demonetized as much anymore. Like, even though we do swear, I think, like, that kind of whole big system, I think they've done better with filters of late. Like do you have that one, Texas, what is that, TubeBuddy, that tells you, like, what are risks for getting demonetized?
No, I don't have that at all. I didn't even know that. I don't really pay attention to any of that. I just know that if I don't cuss or show my dick, we're not going to get demonetized, so we're good.
But
so I just kind of go in that aspect.
But you always feel like you want to show your dick for some reason, right?
I mean, I play my underwear, so it's going to happen one day.
Yeah, because that anaconda don't want none unless you got that YouTube, hun.
Right. Exactly. I'm always like, when I'm playing, I can't get up and like move. Come like, if I get up.
Wait, it's not like you're in Texas. Why are you always in your underwear now? It's not like it's warm.
Cause I work out of my house, bro. I love my job. I can just sit in my underwear, like I'm presentable from the top half up. And I'm just like in socks and underwear and a damn hoodie. Like it's so great. I'm winning the pool win the entire time, and I love it.
I get it. You should get like a big old pot of honey next to you. Just go full Winnie. Completely lean into it.
Go full Edward the Bear.
Who's Edward the Bear?
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, is he really?
I think his name's Edward. I think it's Ed.
Oh, Winnie's name is Ed? I've never heard that in my life.
I'm looking at it right now.
We should have been talking about Mutt, shouldn't we have, on this Muttman podcast?
We did.
Yeah, we did a little bit, but I think people are going to be pissed at us in the comments. Like, how come you guys didn't talk about as much this
time? If they mad, bro, they don't like us. That's all that matters. Because people who like
but
us
I,
don't
but
like
I,
us.
But I will say, like, the last, like, 20 minutes have been absolutely worthless for, like, Mutt.
I mean, but most podcasts are worthless. We just have to make more entertaining than others, so.
Fair point. So, Bengal, any last words before we sign off? Like, I don't think we have anything else really to talk about.
No, I don't.
Anything you want to say about any other fellow YouTubers? Bengals call out corner?
I think this PewDiePie guy has been barking up the wrong tree for a while.
He's trying to get you on his channel, and you're like, just, I've had enough?
He just won't stop bothering me.
Wow. That's kind of a jerk move by him. That would be kind of...
I am pro T-Series. Who doesn't love a little Bollywood?
So you're... You're trying to tell everybody to unsubscribe from PewDiePie.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very brave of you.
That's my call out of this time.
You're calling out PewDiePie.
I will see you again in 6 months for my next call out. I think I'm gonna go after Ninja, but I don't want no spoilers.
Oh, whoa, that's you're really punching up, or I guess for you punching down. For me and Tex would be up, but yeah, it's kind of rude of you to be like kind of hurt on the little guys like that. Like, do you feel like Bengal's being mean?
Bengal's always mean.
But didn't you say he's a sweetie pie in
real life? You know that's not true.
Yeah.
No, he's genuine. That's why he's like, that's why I say he's genuine. So he's like that. That's
I'm him. Genuinely a piece of shit.
and Winnie the Pooh's real name is Edward Bear.
Huh.
So yeah.
What are you yeah. talking?
How's huh? Ed the Bear. How's Winnie short for Edward?
I don't fucking know, man. I'll just quote as one of those Uber facts.
Man, you crazy. No Texas, anything else you want to say before we wrap this one up?
Apologizing to me about Sean Taylor being better than being a good free safety.
No. Apologize. You think you apologize. Still think Sean Taylor is worse than Paul Kraus at free safety?
I think that if you're not going to put Sprinter on these cards and be crazy good like that, like if you're just trying to rock them the way it is, you're not really going to be missing out.
You're missing out on four speed.
Sean Taylor. No. Sean Taylor, it's like three speed, I think, right? No, he's 92 speed and
Kraus is 88.
Oh, is he 88? Okay. So four speed. I'm just saying, see, because of you, I ended up powering up Sean Taylor because I had a career by ain't no punk bitch, and I like Sean Taylor, and I powered him up out of spite, and now I'm mad because now I got to power him down to go pick up Earl Thomas.
Earl Thomas is not better than Sean Taylor.
Yeah, have you not seen the comparisons?
Yeah, I've seen it.
He's not as tall.
Yeah.
First of all, he went to Texas, so therefore he's better off that reason alone. Second of all, they have the same card except for the fact that one can get two chemistries, one can't.
And
I know you love Sprinter. I know you love it. But yeah, I like my lockdown run stuff.
You're going to put a scheme cam over Sprinter? What are you, crazy?
What do you mean? He's still going to get outran by Tyreek whether he has Sprinter or not. Like, it doesn't
matter. Fake news.
What do you mean fake? Tyreek has 99 speed.
Yeah. It's not like you're press manning him.
No, he's a safety, bro. Like, I just like the fact that I can get out here with a 96 overall safety with 93 speed and have like 97 hit power and have like 99 zone. Even though I don't do anything, it just looks nice.
Oh, okay. You're for looks, not effectiveness?
I mean, that's what Madden is this year. I mean, why do we all build defense if y'all get crossed to death? Like, everybody's just running crossers. Like, no defense can stop us, so why even have players out there? Why even have Deion?
You make a valid point. Deion does play a little bit better, but I feel you, but I don't feel you. Better teams do help you.
You're not picking up what I'm putting down?
To an extent, I feel you. I think your point in February and March will be much better made than it will be right now. Because stats actually matter right now, but once all the cards have it that time of year, then I'm definitely in agreement with you.
Coolio. All right, I got nothing to say. Anything you got to say, Fox? Anything you got to tell the people?
I just want to say, everybody unsubscribe from PewDiePie and subscribe to Bangle and Texas on YouTube. The links are in the description below. I enjoyed having you once again, Bangle. It's always a blast. Thanks for coming on.
Always is a pleasure. We have a good time.
Yeah, we do. We have a good time both on the podcast and in bed at night. So, Texas, I will see you next week, good sir.
Hooray! Yes, sir.
Take it easy.
No, you won't see me. You won't see me, but we'll talk.
Yeah. Have a great Christmas, Bangle, or holiday season. What are you thankful for this year? Since it's
I'm thankful for Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa? Okay, good. We got our Thanksgiving and our Kwanzaa. Yeah. All right, well have yourself a good Kwanzaa, Bangle.
Thank you.
And Texas, are we recording we'll record on Wednesday next week, right?
Christmas, bro.
That'd be Christmas the day after Christmas. Let's do it the day.
Let's do Christmas.
I'm not gonna do Christmas. I'm busy. I'll be out.
First of all, that's why you gotta brag about that.
Am I flexing on you that I'll be busy Christmas night?
I'll be busy too. So yeah, we'll record after that.
All right, sounds wonderful. All right, everybody, take it easy and have a wonderful
Merry
week.
Merry Christmas. We won't see y'all then.
Yes, Merry Christmas to y'all. See you, Bangle.
Goodbye.